Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel
it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feeling
is fine. Feel it in your feeling is
fine.
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Dip 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 d
I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. You gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did it, La 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 and throw.
One. Danye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the Privileged One, Danye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Danye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am filling in for your host, the CEO, Jasmine Couture herself. She will be in shortly. Bear with me. I am still having technical difficulties on my end, so I'm going to straighten that out. And while I'm doing that, I will bring those people that have their hands up onto the show. And I believe I see Justin, so I'll be bringing Justin on.
What's the business?
I have no idea. This is what a way to start my birthday. The next person I'll be bringing on is 323286. I'm not sure of the number. I want to say Michi, but, hey, we'll find out once I press this button.
Blog Talk got some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm. 323, you're on the air. Three, two, three, two, eight, six. You're on the air.
I'm here. I'm waiting for my music.
What part of I'm running switchboard and I'm having difficulties didn't you understand?
Yeah. clearly, the whole.
Okay, well, this is what I can do for you. You can go back
yes,
and get
Go
Jasmine
ahead, go
comes.
Ahead. Carry on. Who's next?
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Well, right now, it's just us boys, me, you, and Justin.
I don't know the Bush Queen out.
Yes! Yes! We have to cut up. Let's talk about the madness!
Well, start talk while you, well, bitch, well, Michi, this is your night, so I will let you take lead while I try to figure this out. If commercials are played, just be quiet and let the commercials play till they finish, and I thank you.
Okay,
but
I was
continue.
Gonna say. You're playing them now?
No, I'm trying to fix it so that the commercials
play,
but y'all can talk. If you hear the commercial start, y'all just stop talking until it's done. But go ahead and start.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, callers and listeners. Welcome to another segment and edition of the wonderful State of Emergency, where we talk about everything that's going on in our community today, within our own LGBTQ community, as well as our nation abroad. And, of course, at the end of the night, we recap all of our famous and hottest episodes, and we will be going over this last finale of Scandal, because it was truly a scandal. Yes. Hey, Justin, how have you been? How's your week been?
Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150 house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blonick. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blonick at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Y'all can talk.
You gotta say something though.
Well, when you hear too much dead silence, y'all can talk.
We gonna have to get Switchboard together.
I'm reinstalling mine now. I don't know what the hell.
Anyway, how was your day today, Jason?
It was interesting.
Why was it interesting?
Because people got locked up.
Anybody I know?
I doubt it seriously.
Okay. Where's Michi at?
He right there. I hope he right there.
No, let me find out Michi paid it.
No, his little thing is still lit up. Rudolph. Okay, the next call. Okay, we have another call at 832-491. I'm bringing you on the air. I have no idea who you are.
Oh, bitch, is this some shade, honey?
But no, how many numbers do you have? Because that's not the number you called in from yesterday.
Girl, this is the number I called from yesterday, but I do have two numbers, girl.
Exactly.
She got that line and she got that line.
How you doing?
Well,
good.
Again,
how you doing?
Y'all can talk amongst yourselves. If you hear commercials, just stop talking. When the commercial ends, you can go can pick up the conversation. I just want to make sure that those people that pay for commercials get to hear their commercials.
So you brought everybody on the line tonight again, Jay?
Right now, everybody. Michi got kicked off. Are you pressing one? Michi, press one again so I can bring you back. Okay.
You've been on the show all week, girl.
I know. I'm going to get a good check next week.
Yes.
Hello.
Jason going to take me shopping.
Hello.
No, he need to cut.
Yes,
he need to get that
back,
internet
Michi.
Back on. Hey, Pastor.
Ooh. Where is the first lady?
What happened?
Where is the first lady?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're not the pastor. You is the bishop, and it's a difference between the pastor and the bishop. I'm so sorry, bishop.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, so he's the bishop, and Joel is the pastor. So where's the pastor?
No, Joel is the first lady, honey. We going hat shopping next week.
Well, tonight's topic that we can start it off is going to deal with domestic violence of all types in the relationships of male, female. That man beating your ass because he caught you talking to that other dude. He beat your ass because you didn't have his clothes washed, his drawers ironed, and them sheets clean when he got home from work.
Okay.
It's not a funny situation, but it's funny to me because I just don't understand how a man and a man can be in a relationship, and you are a man before you are anything else, how you could let another man put his hands on you and you not defend yourself.
I'm going to cut this
shit. Girl, because
Jason, I don't think it's so much somebody letting them put their hands on them. However, now you got to look at it like, if you get into a fight with your lover, if it's two butch queens fighting, it's just two men fighting. Come on. Somebody going to either win, somebody going to lose. Yeah, plain as simple as that.
Right. When you're in love.
If you're one of them girls that you know you're not a fighting girl, you shouldn't be trying to get no hood nigga who you know going to whoop that ass if you're going around doing wrong.
Okay.
Now, I don't condone it.
Hold that thought. I don't want to act shady, man.
What are we holding for?
So this the VA commercial could play.
Well, until it plays, sometimes they don't even have to be doing wrong with you. You know, some men just like to beat on people just for the hell of it. It makes them feel more masculine and more in control.
Well, if you hitting somebody makes you feel more masculine, then evidently you have identity crisis within yourself. If somebody hit your ass just to be hitting you, then baby, and you still want to sit there and think that a nice gift of some roses and a kiss and a hug and I still love him. We've been through this and that, bitch. Please, ain't enough in life to go through for you to sit there and let no nigga go upside your motherfucking head.
You know, love is blind. Love is blind. Didn't Eve tell y'all?
No, you're not blind. You blind, stupid, and ignorant.
Well, I've seen a lot of girls do it, but then a lot of girls get put in these situations where they might have moved out into this person's, where that person stays, and they ain't got nowhere to go. So here they are trapped, and I've seen it happen before. They're trapped with nowhere to go with this person who beat their ass every night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you just touched on something really good, and I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Because a very close friend of mine, well, he's like a brother of mine. Well, actually, he could be my brother. My father was actually married to his mother. But anywho, he got a relationship. He has a tendency to get in relationships and find himself surrounding his life.
Your background, please.
Around. That would be Prada because that noise came when she came.
Oh, girl, don't try.
But no, but some people in relationships have a tendency to find themselves circling their life around their relationship, i.e. meaning that, you know, you have, like, you have your friends, and then all of a sudden you kind of find yourself cutting away from your friends, and then every time you see them out, you know, they're out with their lover and their friends, and now when they're going through a situation, they don't have nobody to talk to because they don't sat there and adjusted their life to their circle, and at the end of the day, you can't really talk to nobody's friends who was their friends before they was your lover's friend. Because my lover's friends will always be their friends. And I'm always have my friends who's ever left because you don't cut everybody out your circle. So, you know, it kind of comes to a point to where people like that who find themselves not being able to get out of something is because they shut everything else out around them to where they all they know is that person and how that person moves, breathes, walks, and talks.
Exactly.
They kind of become a robot to that relationship.
I agree exactly, because I've seen that happen time and time again. Somebody is
listen,
five,
let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia.
Wait till you're announced.
Oh, thank God.
We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send a call out, then 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 a
sorry, I'm tardy for the party, honey.
Welcome to the party, Jazz.
Hey, Jazz.
Hey, Jasmine Contour.
Girl, I'm going to need you to say the name correctly, honey. I'm going to need you to say it correctly. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and we're not going to deal with echoes and all that stuff. I am a little late. I am sorry, but I was dealing with some issues that I had to take care of before we started the show. I don't know where you guys left off at, but Jason, thank you for starting the show, but can you please log off of Switchboard so we don't have sound effects, please?
I'm doing that now, hon. Thank you.
Because, you know, you and your, and whose echo is that? Who has the echo?
See, it ain't
it's
me.
It's only three people on the line, so how can we have echoes?
I'm muted.
Okay, let's see, honey. Let me mute everybody real quick. All right, I don't hear echo. Hi, y'all. I'm sorry I'm late. Forgive me. Jason tried to play beats for 45 minutes. Happy birthday, Jason. Let's bring you on the line first because it is officially 12 o'clock. Happy birthday, little boy, little girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you?
I feel old, Jasmine.
And how old are you today?
27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have a birthday theme this year, I mean a birthday song for you this year, because I wanted Michi to sing happy birthday to you. So, Michi, sing happy birthday to Jason.
last year was Bishop, now it's this Bishop. Okay.
Hey, we can get Bishop on the line to sing happy birthday to you. Michi, unmute your phone and sing happy birthday, honey.
I'm right here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was hitting my blunt. Hold on.
You know what?
I'm sorry. It's been one of those 3 days, you know. Yeah. Okay, we'll sing a little happy birthday to Jace. Well, happy birthday, Jace, and Mother Radio. You know, we just want to wish you a very happy birthday. You know, happy, 47th birthday on today.
I'm not as old as some of the legends and icons. Thank you very much.
Well, you spell better than them. You know, but we do want to wish you a happy birthday. And I'm on the spot here. Hold on a second. Let me wet more.
A true singer can sing at any moment.
Whitney Houston can sing right after she hit that crack pipe.
Yes, she could. You heard her, too. Yeah, she didn't have it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother Radio. Happy birthday to you. There you are.
Thank you, sweetie.
God bless you.
All right. Happy birthday, Jason. Let me bring Justin back on the line. Justin.
Happy birthday, friend.
Thank you, brother.
Prada, I'm bringing Prada back on the line. Prada, who has the echo?
Mother Echo. Mother Echo.
Prada.
She has a
call. I'm a mute Prada.
Yeah, mute.
Wait. Hello? Hold on. Oh, I still hear the echo. It's not
that
Prada. Hold on.
Is it Justin?
I guess the Justin is the echo of the night. We're going to give away echo titles. Justin, it's you that has the echo.
Okay, hold on. Let me switch phones.
Didn't he have echo last Wednesday, too?
Mother Echo. Lord Jesus.
We're going to call him Mother Echo. As we wait for Justin, where's J-Rock and everybody? Where's Joel? Did Joel really drop his phone in the toilet?
No, he didn't drop it in the toilet, but he did drop it.
He dropped his phone. He's kind of defoned at the moment.
Michi, press 1 for me because you're at the bottom of the phone, on the list, honey.
I just pressed 1. Did I jump?
It didn't work. You got to press it again, harder.
That's not supposed to say, Jasmine.
Well, women say harder as well. You know, they say harder when they're not getting it fully the way we should. You know what you mean? You should know that, Michi.
Uh-huh.
You'll hear echo.
That is too.
Chanel.
It's still Justin. You have to call back.
I'm gonna call
in
back
because
in.
It's
call
your
back
phone.
In.
Yeah, Mother Echo, hang up and call back in.
And Michi, press 1.
I've pressed 1.
Get off the speaker and press 1 or something, because you're carrying. We already wasted all 36 minutes of this.
You keep accusing me. It's my fault.
Okay, well, we still, as we wait for Michi and everyone to have these, you know, they have these technical difficulties after 6 years of doing the show. Hi, everybody. Let me get these people together. Justin, you're back. Justin?
Hello.
I don't hear an echo.
Okay.
And Michi, you need to call back in and press 1. Just call back in and press 1 because you're carrying it. All right. Now I hear static.
I hear it too.
What is that? Where is that coming from? Okay. It's a lot of issues. Jason, hold on.
It ain't me.
It's Justin's phone. Justin, what kind of phone you got over there? Meet you, you're back.
I want my house phone.
Your house phone is giving static keys now.
I'm just going to go on mute. I'll mute.
Let's see how you do with mute. Press mute. I can hear it, though. Hold on. Yeah, he has to call back in. All right, y'all. I'm so sorry for the technical issues, but as we sit here and try to get everything together, welcome to the State of Emergency Show. Tonight's topic, we are talking about domestic violence within the LGBT community. I had a request earlier this week in reference to the topic. Usually when we have requests for certain topics, it's either because someone is either facing that issue or they're aware or they're probably involved or they, you know someone that is facing the issue itself. So tonight I do want to talk about domestic violence within the LGBT community. Pretty much the topic is based on, you know, you guys out there, guys or girls, anyone, butches, lesbians, butch queens, femme queens, trade, whatever, bisexual, gay, straight, whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever you choose, we want to talk about domestic violence, how you and your partner, your boyfriend, someone you're dating, someone you're talking to, and things of that sort, or things of that sort, and about domestic violence that comes along with it. Are you guys fighting all the time? How severe is the fighting? Do you guys find yourself fighting, attacking each other? Are you being abused but you're scared to let go because you don't want to be alone? Are you afraid to cry out for any type of help? Pretty much anything in those lines. I know a lot of people that I have talked to in the past run, you know, they deal with this type of issue when it comes to domestic violence or domestic abuse, and they choose to continue to stay in the relationship only because they don't want to be alone or they feel that they don't have anyone that they can turn to or go to. Especially with gay men, their pride takes over, in all honesty. And because of their pride, they feel like they can't reach out and say anything because they feel that it will make them less of who they are and things of that sort. So tonight is a real serious topic. I want us to talk seriously about this. If we've ever faced it, if we know someone who has faced it, anyone that may want to call in, with your number or private, if you want to disguise your voice or something of that sort, and you want to share your story on domestic violence, abuse, anything of that sort, call in. If you feel that it's a mental, if you feel like it's happening to you mentally, physically, even emotionally, in all honesty, you know, share your story with us. There is people out there that need this to be heard, and they need to hear this. And we want you to share, you know, with them because maybe they feel like they are alone in the situation and maybe they feel like no one's going to understand them. And if you have dealt with it and you have, you know, surpassed it, you have gotten out of it, you are now doing better. Maybe share your story, and it may help that next individual to work towards getting out of their situation that they may be, you know, involved with. So that's what tonight's all about. I see that the room is going kind of crazy tonight, so we will definitely be handling that as well. Miss Laura Spears, I'm paging you, darling. I'm paging you. I know it's after midnight, but you're only going to get away with it for a little bit. So go ahead and get it out your system. But you know we can't let that circulate for too long. Miss Laura, I need you to call in and tell us what the hell is going on. So can somebody get Laura on the air so we can hear what's going on? Also, there's no event coming up this weekend that is a paid-for promotion, so we won't have any promoters on the air this evening. But do not forget, next weekend, May 3rd, is the Dynasty Ball in the Midwest. So, you know, in St. Louis, so don't forget they will be on the air next Wednesday to talk about your upcoming event. So you guys can find all that information on Facebook under May 3rd for the Dynasty Ball. I'm sorry, is it May 3rd or May 3rd? Yeah, May 3rd, yeah.
May 3rd.
So you can find all that. The Midwest House of Ebony will be on the air. The promoters from that ball will be on the air next Wednesday to talk about their event. So for all you girls that are going to St. Louis, you know, let's get the ball rolling for that. All right.
Don't want to miss this experience, honey.
Yeah,
you do not want to miss this experience. Come out and experience the dynasty.
Seems like the lines are building right now. Laura Spears, can we please get her on the air? Somebody page her for me. All right, y'all. Domestic violence. Let's get this going. Jason, where did you start? How did you start the show? I don't even know. Did you talk about the topic
We started talking about the topic, and we were Justin and Michi were explaining how they know they've had friends who have gotten into relationships where the relationship ended up being about the person that they were with. So they moved in with the person and they couldn't get out of the situation. So things like that happened where while they were together, they were abused. But my thing is, I've only been in one physical relationship, and as soon as I was in it, I was out of it. But I've been in relationships where there's been verbal abuse. And verbal abuse can be just as damaging as physical abuse, if not more so damaging.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that you can heal from physical abuse because you actually see those scars. But when someone actually breaks you down, telling you that you're not shit, you won't be shit without them, and you were never this and you were never that, and nobody likes you and your own family doesn't want to deal with you and all that kind of stuff, that really plays on your spirit, and it stays with you for a long time.
Mm-hmm. It does. All right. So, Jason, okay, where's Prada? Prada, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
How are you, lovely?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. So, Prada, tell us a little bit about domestic violence. Have you ever experienced it? Or, you know, you're a beautiful young lady, and I know you're busy, Miss Laura, but get to it, girl. I know you... it's too much. I can't... Tell us about your... It's too much going on. Oh, my God. It really is.
Well, I mean,
I can't wait to take a break. Okay. Go ahead.
I've never been in an abusive relationship. I said I have never been in an abusive relationship. I feel like if anyone has an issue with me, then it has to be something wrong with the individual, because I can pretty much get along with any and everybody. I'm really not a problem starter or anything like that. In a relationship, I know how to do my part, and I expect the other person to be able to do their part and bring what they can bring to the table. Of course, I argue. I mean, we've exchanged words, and we talk about each other, but other than that, no one has ever put their hands on me in a relationship.
Okay. Do you find, even when you brought up the arguing and stuff, do you find that find the issue. And I want some female figures to call in as well as women, but anyone to call in. But as a female figure, as a girl, do you find yourself in a relationship and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is calling you out of character when you're arguing with them? Do you ever run into that issue?
Yes, I do, Jasmine.
I mean, I'm not going to say, like, in a relationship-wise, but, I mean, like, just arguing with individuals, period. You know, sometimes they do want to pull that, oh, well, you feel a nigga, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like I tell them, I mean, even when I argue with Fish, like, I'd be like, bitch, I know what I am. If I wanted to be a woman, you know, I can go get the surgery and everything. But bitch, that's not what I want to do. I like my body.
No, we're just talking about relationships. Did you ever have that problem in a relationship? Okay. Okay.
No,
well, that's good. Okay. What about you, Michi? What do you mean it's happened to you before?
No, I mean, I haven't really been in a domestic, I don't know, because I think when I look at domestic violence, I look at it as an ongoing occurrence. I mean, I've been in a relationship where me and the person in the relationship did fight, like, tore it up, but yeah. And it was, I mean, it was all off of a whole jealous rage behind him and me being out and, I mean, the relationship was wrong from the beginning. I was in the late 90s. I was living in Atlanta, down there for school, young, spread my wings and, met a guy and 6 months later found out he was married but did not stop dealing with him. And just one night, one of my friends flew out from L.A. down there. I had my crew with me. We all went out. I was in his truck. And at that time, anyone remember Peachtree? It used to be like the cruise strip. You cruise the strip. Backstreet was right next to the Bulldogs. It was just like a cruise party night all night. You just cruising from club to club. And so he was out with his crew. Some guy was standing at the end of the truck on the edge thing, talking to me through the window. Actually, we were smoking some weed. My friend had bought some Cali. So, it was really an innocent situation, but he made a big deal out of the situation. It got real ugly. So, later on, he came back to my apartment and was sitting there, and I called him a bitch-ass nigga. And it just went from there. And he came in the kitchen and slapped the shit out of me, babe. I mean, like, I thought it was my mom or my dad slapping me. I completely lost it. And, I mean, of course, he's a big man. I'm only 5'9". He's like 6'4", 6'5". Stocky build. I mean, I grabbed that black iron skillet my godmother had left over there, and I swung it. And we got to fight all. We fought to, the back couch, and it wasn't no cheap couch, but the frame and the couch, broke. The middle of it broke. We got fought all the way up the hallway.
Well, we're going to take a pause from you for a minute, Michi, because I just have to get to the bottom of this. The key is I'm an old-fashioned type of gal, and you know what really kills me? It is not really kills me, but what the key is that Miss Laura, it has nothing to do with your pictures that you're posting, girl. It has to do with everybody can see everybody that inboxes you. And all the messages of all the inboxes, you can see everybody who is just in your inbox. You know how they say, well, she's in my inbox. I just got this inbox. Well, bitch, everybody's in your inbox, Miss Thing. And we see all of it, Laura. You're exposing everyone. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Why are you exposing everyone?
I'm not exposing everyone. There's a few girls I have not exposed that I will not expose only because we have a bond. So, and those girls know who they are because I have not exposed them yet. If you have not been exposed yet, you're okay. You know who you are. I still got a couple more to go, but you don't worry.
Ooh.
I gotta Laura, what is going on?
I'm going to wait till 1 a.m. to do the finale.
All right. So.
Yes.
To keep it all live
I'm
and
glad
funky.
I'm not one of them girls.
To keep it all live and funky, honey, this is what we're going to do. If
sure.
you are a member of the official ballroom, get in there now because Laura is doing her legendary.
Is this
soon
my birthday present, Laura? Is this why you're doing
soon,
all this?
Hold on,
this
let me say it. Let me say it. Let me get it out the way. She's pulling her legendary, soon to be iconic stunt within the room. So, baby, get in that room because as she's on a roll. But as an administrator, I'm just letting you know it's not going to last. When the show ends, then all the stuff will come down. So enjoy it while it lasts. So
and
get
I
in there and
have a
And I just
y'all
need
know
to say that I'm
in
only. And I just need to say that I'm only checking my inbox for birthday wishes. Do not inbox me asking to be added to that room because I am not doing that tonight.
You're such a party pooper. 917-89. Well, honey, why did you press 1? You pressed 1 again, 917-891. Press it, because I was about to come to you. 917-891, you're on the air.
So, Laura, you want to start your motherfucking shit tonight and have grunt blowing on my motherfucking phone.
See?
So that's what you want to do. So is that what we're doing tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we're doing tonight. We're exposing the girls.
Yes, I'm bored, honey.
So since we're exposing the girls tonight, Miss Bay, I guess I got six years worth of motherfucking exposing some motherfucking
ooh.
Jew, Miss Bay.
Why are y'all doing it on my day? Why are y'all doing it on my day?
Oh, child, okay. You just admitted that you like jerking off and you jerk off to porn and girl, go get your life in the room, Jason. Calm down.
Because
it's a birthday present for you.
I'm sitting here gagging, not knowing, Miss Say, because you know I was on my other line, you know, talking some business and stuff with some girls, Miss Say, and then the girls gonna hit me up and gonna tell me, oh, so you love talking to Laura? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're gonna be, well, Laura's making it hot tonight, really, Miss Laura?
Wait a minute, Miss Say, what did you send me a picture of?
Miss Say.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt.
You were supposed to hit me up about my new apartment. You like it?
I was at the airport. I was at the airport. I'm gagging that I just opened this.
Oh, my God.
Is that Sandy? Yes.
And you see Mr. Say going this thing, let me talk something, right? I'm so glad, Mr. Say, because I had motherfucking shit, bitch. I was gonna send this bitch Mr. Say, but girl, she exposing the girls, Mr. Say, come on, bitch. Yeah, I had some hot.
But look, this is why I'm doing this, and it's just no shade. Today I got a rude awakening from three different people on Facebook. They were going off at me because they were saying, oh, you're a fake profile on this, and bitch, you don't keep it real, and blah, blah, blah. And they, mind you, they're the same people that I've been exposing right, you know, this second, and I still got a few more to go. And I feel that you're a real profile, right? This is shit for a key. But if you're a real profile, you always screaming that you real, but yet you talking about a bitch behind their back. So I'm going to air it out. Now let's see who's really fucking real.
Well, who was the girl that was in your inbox? Since you're exposing the girls and you unmasking the girls tonight, Ms. Thing, who was the girls that was in your inbox?
You know what? We might need to take a break from the domestic violence.
You,
I mean, we can filter that
host,
in.
If you look
but
at, if you
but
look
we, we're going to expose everybody, honey. So let's go. Let me,
no,
let
well,
me go. Let me do this.
Let me
show.
Go to my file.
Well,
now,
this is
a emergency.
I've been waiting on.
Let me see. Inbox #1. Can Jaylena Stewart please call in?
Wait,
Jaylena,
no, no,
is that
me,
her
wait.
Name?
No. It's Jelani. She's a Mizrahi. Kelly knows who that is.
Jelani, you want to call in and let us know why you have this picture of Teddy? Garcon, you inboxed that over to Laura.
Miss Laura, leave my children alone.
Well, she was in my inbox.
We
she has not been in my inbox.
Well, I think I'm going to go fix me a drink real quick because this about to get juicy.
Jasmine, can I please have all of you know I'm in the Stone Age. You and Jason know I'm in the Stone Age. Can you please, before you take all the stuff down, Miss Day, can you please take in a... send me a copy of everything because y'all know I'm in the Stone Age this day.
Kelly, just for you, I will copy and paste it and make a folder and save it just for you.
And make sure you copy and paste the one with Vito Milan and the person who sent me that Vito Milan pic. Make sure you send that to Kelly if she has not saw it yet.
Well, Laura, I tell you what. When you before you done just everything that you're sending, can you send to my inbox, please, so I don't have to do all that copying?
But wait a minute. So I just seen that. So we're talking about Vito and Country sent you Vito's picture.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're gonna cause the war. And Vito
is very happy that she finally knows because she's been asking me for the last month about who did it. And now it's just time for it to come out.
Girl, bitch. You know what, Miss Thing, girl?
So but wait a minute, hold on, Kelly. Can we get a clarification from you, Kelly? Chaos now has a position in Mizrahi, he's father of Detroit.
Who said that?
Eric.
Well, that's what Q said it to
that's
Eric, and Eric's Q said it to Eric, and Eric spilled it to Laura.
Yeah, baby. Listen. I'm at the top of the helm in this company, baby, and that has not passed my desk. And today, and I don't have no reason to lie to y'all, today is my grandmother's 76th birthday, and I put that on Barbara Dolores Hunter. That has not passed my desk. And decisions like that passes my desk.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, bitch, let me tell you something, bitch. If I was to unleash my motherfucking emails, Miss Thing, and my inbox, Miss Thing, it would crash Facebook.
Good. Let's crash it.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to be saving.
Save it all, bitch. I am in the Stone Age, bitch. I'm Wilma right now, bitch. I can't, girl. My phone has not, my last update was yesterday.
Jason, what account are you under? Let me clarify something for y'all.
I'm under Prince Bridge. My main page is not in that room no more.
Okay.
Chat room, I want y'all to understand something. It's not that I'm trying to gossip or anything. I'm stating facts. If you look at the promo for the State of Emergency, it is no holds barred, the truth, and the facts. That's what we're doing. This is not gossip. Gossip is when you're actually talking about something you don't really know the facts. You know, that's just gossip and stuff. But no, this is facts. The facts of the matter is that it's the same thing that I've been saying this whole time. Everybody wants to complain about, because I'm the one, not even Kelly. Kelly says it to me all the time. Well, why don't they say nothing to me? Why don't they say nothing to me? I'm the one who gets the backlash when it comes to everything affiliated with this radio show or within this group. Everybody wants to sit there and say the fake profiles, this, the fake profiles, that. But I've been saying this ever since day one. You people are the ones who created and continue to allow these fake profiles to live. And the fact of the matter is that they're not fake profiles. They are real people, because this is how you expose them.
Laura.
I'm so sick and tired of the girls. Wait, hold on. I'm so sick and tired of the girls talk about these fake profiles. If you motherfucking pussy-ass motherfucking bitches that's in Laura's and motherfucking box this day will post this shit up y'all fucking self this day, bitch, you wouldn't have to worry about fake profiles, Miss Thing.
Oh, my God, Miss Laura, girl, you have motherfucking got the shit motherfucking going. The motherfucking girls are backlashing out already, bitch. My new seat is going off over here, bitch. Miss Vito, baby.
Have I seen that picture yet?
Yo, y'all
which
gotta
picture
wait,
is
though,
that?
Y'all have to wait to the finale of yes. 1 o'clock. When I drop this finale, bitch, when
oh,
I
my God,
Miss Laura,
you have heard this Wednesday out.
You, it is going to be some shit. Tonight.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to talk about domestic violence anymore, honey. We're just going to talk about an all-out motherfucking war. Because that's
we're
what's
talking
about
to Facebook
happen.
Violence. We're talking about Facebook
Let's
violence.
Let's talk about Facebook violence.
Let me talk about Facebook violence.
Y'all talk about Facebook violence, Miss Thing, bitch. It's a ball every motherfucking weekend, bitch. Until the end of motherfucking May. Miss Miss Laura, Miss Laura has picked girls up on that motherfucking plank, Miss Thing, bitch, and bitches are going to be getting shot down left and motherfucking right for the next 5 motherfucking weeks, bitch. So if you already know, I'm letting you girls know, if you already know that you was in Laura inbox and you said something or said something, Miss Thing, I think you need to save your money on those effects, Miss Thing, girl, because a bitch is going to get you, bitch.
Okay. No shame.
Wait, you got
hell has no why? Hell has no spawn like a woman spawned, honey. So, bitch, trust and believe, bitch. Girl, before
can
I want to know what somebody
said.
What somebody said about me?
I got to get this off my chest though, real quick. I have to get this off my chest. This is to all the girls that's been in my inbox. Some of you I'm not gonna post. I'm not gonna post those because I know we have a relationship. We actually cool. In the scene and out of the scene, so I'm not going to do it. Y'all know who y'all are. You know, like the Alexises and the Kellys and the Amayas and a few other girls. I'm not going to post all that. I'm not going to post that.
Yes. Throw the name out there, though. Throw the name out there, though. Go ahead, Roy. Throw the name out there,
I'm not going to post those, so they ain't got to worry about that. Now, those to the other girls, that's on you, honey. You was in my inbox. And don't try to delete it now because you could delete it, but it deletes on your end. I save all the stuff, so I have all the screenshots. So you could delete all you want, but I have the screenshots. Remember that. I saved all the screenshots this morning because I knew I was going to do it at tonight. So it's too late.
Are you taking a vacation after tonight,
Laura? Y'all ruffled her tail feather, honey. What the hell did y'all do there?
No, because
what did y'all do?
Always bring. So what, this is what irritates me. They think Laura Spears is just this person that's just like, okay, well, bitch, oh, she's a fake profile. Oh, she's so scary or whatever. No, bitch, you speak to me every fucking day or every fucking weekend you at a ball. When you see me, you speak to me. I'm very well known. You speak to me. So
ooh.
A fake profile is just for a keep, but when you take shit too serious and then you threaten me talking about you're going to kick my ass and you when you find out who I am, you're going to shoot me, okay, this is why I'm going to spill out my whole inbox on what you just said, okay, on what you said, you know, a couple months ago about such and such and the pictures you posted, okay, so we just going to go ahead and clear this inbox on out. So now they done fucked it up for everybody else, so oh well, that's what happens. When one bag fucks up, she fucks it up for the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Not my fault.
Wow.
I'm a fake phone child, so I mean, I do what the fuck I want to do.
Well, y'all know I'm all about business, right? So y'all got 23 minutes to run to Duane Reade or Walgreens and get a $50 green dot. Inbox me that green dot, and I'll make sure that she doesn't expose you. We'll split the cash. So inbox me that green dot, and I'll make sure you're not exposed.
Let me tell y'all this right now. Whoever gives her the money, I will definitely not expose you under my Laura Spears profile. But keep in mind, I do have 41 other profiles. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Bitch,
I got 22 minutes.
I can't.
I have 41 other profiles because I know this profile is going to get booted real quick because the girls already reporting me left and right. So I already know they finna boot this one, so I got 41 more profiles to go. So trust me, all inboxes will be out.
I'm looking at these names on the side, and I'm just gagging.
And for the record, my name is on there as well, April 15th. So you can go look at it. April 15th, which was last Wednesday when I was asking Laura to come on the air and be a part of last week's topic. If you don't know what the topic was, go or archive it. But yes, I'm in her inbox too.
Why everybody keep hitting me up asking me what is Jack? Can you clear that inbox with Jasmine and Kelly and Alexis? No, I'm not clearing that. Not clearing none of those. Nope, not happening.
It's a mess. Kelly, well, as we wait for the next 21 minutes,
do
you want
to
talk about domestic violence? All right.
No.
You want to talk about domestic violence?
No. I want to talk about Laura amassing the girls.
Well, she's getting her information ready, honey. So let's talk a little bit about domestic violence.
I need to start coming out more because I don't know who half of these people
are. I'm about to hang up on y'all and call right back.
Why?
Because, bitch, I gotta drive someplace where I got service, bitch, so I can see what's going on.
Are you in the boondock, honey?
Girl, I'm in the backwoods of Alabama.
Oh, bitch.
I'm at my Aunt Sally house, bitch. Ain't no service over here, bitch.
Oh,
I feel
my
like
God, honey. Well, I hope Bigfoot don't get you.
Baby, I feel like I'm in the Stone Age, bitch. I need to be updated, Miss Thing. I need to drive down the road, bitch, girl, so I can motherfucking see, bitch, what's going on, Miss Thing. Girl, I feel lost, bitch. I feel lost in the source out here, Miss Thing.
Wait, man, he get people drunk and eat their butt while they sleep.
Oh, okay. I'm a callback. I'll be helping one of the females. Bye.
Bye. Wait, y'all have made this whole show go left. Like, come on now. I should have stayed at the airport, child. Why did I come home?
Well, no, you ain't working with nothing. But you ain't got to get me drink to eat the cake.
I am so sorry to the people that wanted to hear about.
Justin, where are you?
Oh, shit, this is too much.
Where's Justin's father?
Justin, you're on the air.
Where's
Justin, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yes, eat the cakes. Let me go get drunk. Where he
oh,
at right
see. But I don't know why the girls don't think that wouldn't happen. At some point
minutes.
It was going to happen.
19 minutes, honey. 19 minutes. Up and a catch. They are now officially reporting the post.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, well, no, they reported.
Shawkeesha,
why did they report?
No.
Why did they report Madison's video? What happened with Madison? I didn't even see the video.
Mm-hmm. I don't
say either. I don't know what she was talking about. I went to catch it, but
yeah, it's some shade. I'm not gonna even go into that, but yeah, Madison's video was reported. But the key is if y'all knew who reported it. really don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm not going to expose who reported the video, but she's not even affiliated with Ballroom. So that's that other stuff, I'm not going to even do it. It's very shady. Prada?
What's tea?
What are you doing, girl?
Nothing, sitting here listening to y'all.
All right, y'all. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Kelly, I'm about to post the one about that child that want to fight you. So give me a couple of minutes.
Oh.
Kelly went to.
Oh, okay. I'm about to carry you.
Kelly,
just on time,
somebody
to
Can somebody watch Madison's video for me really quickly and let me know if there's some shade in the video towards anybody in particular? Because I'm starting to get some tea about that, and I need to know what's going on with that. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What are y'all talking about? I just called in, so sorry if I'm long.
Girl.
Well, girl, don't look in the group and you'll see what we're talking about, girl.
In the BET Awards.
I say in the group, bitch.
Oh.
Well, Laura just getting her revenge on these hoes who saying they out to get her and gonna kill her and shoot her and bust a cap in the ass when they find out who she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I won't be standing next to her, please. But no, Jasmine, well, you were just talking about the T.S. Madison video. That's what I heard when I just called in.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about? The one she was talking about?
Yeah, the T.S. Madison video. Is she saying, was she, somebody reported
the video.
Which
one are you talking about?
Like
the one with the transgender? The tranny and this and all that?
I didn't actually watch the video. I didn't even know it was all these comments on it, but I'm just keying at the person who reported it. But I'm not going to say, honey, because she ain't going to do a video trying to talk about me, honey, because...
She said, bitch, y'all need... She said, yes, y'all might got the mindset that y'all are transgender women and you don't think that she is the same woman that they are because she's a sex worker. But she said, before y'all bitches was this and that and this and that, y'all were sex workers. So don't judge her. That's basically what she said.
Well, who was she talking to?
She said that she had got some inboxes of people saying, how could you talk
not
about
every,
the, how
not
could
every
you say
sim
the word tranny
is a worker, is a sex worker.
She said, how could you say that tranny is a good word and stuff like that? But she basically said, if you are not clockable and someone respects you as a woman, and they look at you as a woman, you don't have nothing to worry about. This message was not to the people who are very clocky. She said this message was for the girls who, when you see a child, and a child be like, damn, bitch, or if a man be like, you a man. So they said, bitch, if you get clocked, you need to step your money up and, bitch, get some more motherfucking work done. Take some motherfucking hormones. That's basically
what I don't know why would anybody report the post. She's not saying nothing that was wrong. So why are y'all
She also said that because I guess other people was in her inbox and they were saying that she's not valid or she just because she does you know, porn and stuff like that. So it was like she's not a real transsexual, I mean, transgender woman and stuff like that. She, and that's what made her get mad and why she really made the video. And she was just really defending herself because she was like, she basically, her and a couple of other girls broke the mold for a lot of the transgender women today because she had to go through a lot of fights and ups and downs and being homeless or whatever. Her, I can't say homeless, but I don't know if that's what she was trying to say. Or, you know, she's been through a lot, and for her to have to go through that and have what she has now and people saying that she doesn't matter, it made her mad because she had to work for whatever she had to get. So that's basically what she said.
Well, I don't know why anybody would report the video, so the video stays. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shanique Thompson.
Hey, Shanique.
Hey. Hi, Shanique Thompson.
I'm dying over here right now because between Laura.
Why are you dying?
Doing all this shit? And who reported the post? Who reported that Madison post?
It was a tranny.
Did it. It was probably a brick. They mad for what? And this whole
y'all would key if y'all knew who really reported it, though.
I probably would. This is a mess. This whole night is hilarious right now.
If y'all know who reported it, like her of all people, why would she report Madison's post?
What's she from?
She's not ballroom affiliated though. Kelly, you're back.
Oh my gosh.
She's not ballroom affiliated, but she's in the group.
It's about 4,000 people in that group. You think they all ballroom affiliated?
No.
Laura.
Work, Laura.
Laura.
She's doing her thing.
Hello.
Hello.
She's there.
The only thing I'm gonna say to the girls is, they say the girls better know how to fight.
Ooh.
Oh my
the
god.
The girls better know how to fight this day, girl, because baby. The shit that I just had a preview to this day, because, you know, it's taking a long time for my pictures and shit to upload, but the shit that I had a preview of seeing, it's a mess, this day. I'm really gagging, this day. Country, if you out there listening, I want to know your response to what Vito had to say, that you wasn't saying that when you shitted on his dick at your mother's house, this day.
Oh,
God.
Oh my god. All I got to say is this. People like to say,
paging.
I got something to say. You a real profile? You
Laura,
now
you know this is a lot to read. Laura, what is this?
This is the post about, that's why I couldn't do a screenshot of this one because it was too much. So I posted the whole conversation about the child that was reading Cam Blahnik and then was reading, Alexis' son, Cam Blahnik, and then was reading Kelly talking about how he wanted to fight her.
Let me hit refresh.
I need to get up in his group.
Wait. I can't see it and be on the phone with y'all at the same time because I'm in the Stone Age. So who wanted to fight me?
Some child named Daddy Mix. They call him Remix or something. You see, he was a Mizrahi.
Who is it?
He's from Atlanta.
Oh,
not Remix.
Remix Mizrahi from Atlanta.
Oh,
he walks
great,
both of them. Dark skin. Yes, with the braid. He used that braid.
Oh,
Laura,
uh-huh.
Inbox me that. I'm driving back to Atlanta
tomorrow,
bro. Ooh.
No, Kelly. Don't do it. Pull for the vine, girl. Kelly, what do you mean you're driving back to Atlanta? Where the hell are you?
Yes, Kelly. He said, bitch, you
wait
don't want
Kelly,
none.
Kelly,
he will
wait,
knock
Kelly,
you and your kids.
Kelly, at the end of the post, it says on his map thing, it says that he's in Wisconsin. So I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, he back home.
Oh, okay.
He said he's going to knock you and your kids.
Oh, well, baby. Well, he'll knock me and my kids, Miss Thang.
He
need
said,
somebody
bitch,
that.
Kelly don't want none. Period.
I need somebody to tag all my kids in that post, mistake. She can not be in my kids. Okay.
Wait a minute, who is this with this big dick in this group? Because this dick is slow.
Oh, that thing is little.
Bitch, it's little.
We have another caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm calling about the domestic violence going on in that room. Laura, what the hell is going on? Hey, everybody.
Is that Joe?
Hi, Jason.
That is my topic.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, Ferdinand.
Hey, man, y'all done got me up.
Kelly, I just sent it to your page.
I think you got everybody up.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Baby, what I...
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
When I tell y'all, bitch, the way the girls are going to motherfucking gag, mistake, and all of this shit, mistake, girl, bitch, it's like the 4th of July, mistake. It's fireworks.
Well, it's summertime. You know, summer is approaching. It's getting hot. It's getting warm.
We're supposed to be stopping the violence and raising the ballot, mistake. But you are raising the ballot right
the
now.
I have a rebuttal for that. Okay, you're supposed to stop the violence, raise the talent. So now that the violence has stopped, has the talent raised? No, the talent still the same. So therefore, since the talent still the same, we gonna go back to how it was. So I guess I ain't playing with y'all because these balls been born as fuck. These balls been born. I've been traveling, wasting my coins all year in this big world. Oh, I'm going to get my shit. Oh, I'm going to see something. I'm going to see something these next couple of months. I'm going to get my motherfucking life, bitch.
Hey, man, Lord.
Well, you know the girls
just posted a picture. Is that the boy that want to fight Cali?
Yes.
Oh, let me say this picture for you, Cali.
Yes.
What's going on, Beach? Sure.
Well, is that the boy with the big dick? Because, bitch, if that's him, I'm telling you, fight, and I'm sucking his dick.
Wait, are you talking about the daddy dick person?
Wait a minute. Daddy?
You talking about daddy mixed, right?
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Yeah,
the
him.
One,
yeah,
yeah.
Him. Yeah, that's him.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Well, I just saved the picture. Becky, what dick
are
you talking about is big and you want to suck it? The one that's
the one
talking
Laura
about
it up too. Like, next one, oh, fucking well, Chanel. No shade to Miss Country, but the inboxes are coming out.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah,
this dick look like.
Oh, is this the one that say, tell Miss Clayton Chanel keep her mouth shut about my child?
I guess this is what you can call an invasion.
Ooh,
honey, we've been invaded.
You think that's big? You think that's big, Becky?
I don't like big dicks, so that'll be okay.
I mean,
I'm about to send y'all private. Y'all not going to see
yourself about dicks
in my fucking ear. Y'all not going to sit here and talk about dicks in my fucking ear.
Sorry, Jasmine, you act like you don't see this. Like, what would you do if that was in your face now?
Oop.
Not a
baby.
Not a damn motherfucking
thing.
Really?
Thank you. Probably shoot the bitch.
I'm gagging.
I almost said something, but I'm going to keep it clean. It's going to shoot
I'm
all
gagging.
Right.
Is that a Dick Pettigrew song at all or something?
It's more dick pictures?
No, that's all. I hope it's...
That's
well,
a
it's,
vagina.
Well,
we
in 4 minutes,
minutes
it's going
to
be
until
one.
The...
And 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes until the grand finale, honey.
Miss Laura.
Yeah.
Are you not realizing when you were posting your little when you were doing your exposition boulevard run real quick, honey? As I look to the side and I see the girls who also messaged you, honey, girls, certain men, you can see so-and-so sent a photo, so, bitch, I know it's he in that message. Girl, I'm getting, bitch, I'm getting to the whole house. You're giving tea already, and tea that's already waiting. I'm getting you.
All right, so this is what we're going to do.
I'm very good. You know what? You know what I'm gonna do for y'all? And I haven't done it in months, Miss Thang, girl. So Laura, so your page don't get blocked, Laura. Just send me all the pictures, Miss Thang, and I'll upload them to smutme.com.
Oh my God.
She's gonna wake her website back up, honey.
I'm gonna wake smutme back up.
We can wait smut me back up, but and after the, you know, after two, when the show ends, honey, let her expose everybody, do what she got to do, so we can move on.
Wait till the summer.
The bitches say they feel like it's December 31st. They feel like it's about to be, oh my God, New Year's.
This is some pain.
Miss RJ said she'll pay $100 green dollar to keep these pictures up, baby.
Yeah, too much. Oh, y'all need to leave this child alone. I told y'all, leave her alone. Y'all keep exposing.
Let me go in the backyard and get me a new picture.
You know what they're trying to get a signal?
Girl, why would he send this picture of this lady falling down?
Yes, honey.
Kelly, did you just say you was going to go in the backyard and take a nude picture?
Yes.
Girl, why are you going out in the yard and take a naked picture?
I'm gonna give the girls what they want, honey. It's my grandmother's birthday, Miss Thang. I'm gonna give them my birthday suit.
I'm so glad I sent Lauren something.
Girl.
I'll be scared for my life, bitch. Laura, I'm sorry. Girl.
Bitch, y'all think, bitch, let me tell y'all something. Laura's been on the scene for about a good year, Miss Thang. Bitch, y'all think Laura got some shit, bitch? I've been doing this for 6 motherfucking years, bitch. Just imagine what my email and my motherfucking computer looks like. Bitch, okay? Bitch, trust me, bitches will leave the ballroom scene, bitch, if I start exposing shit, bitch.
I think so.
Bitches will get kicked out their motherfucking houses, bitch, if I start exposing shit. But I ain't gonna do it, Miss Thang. I'm gonna wait. And one day, if not, if the show ever comes to an end, Miss Thang, girl, I'll just put everything up, Miss Thang. If we ever come to an end, but the way we running, bitch, we ain't never gonna come to an end, Miss Thang. So.
Bitch, you crazy.
Bitch, I burned my fucking
birthday. Bitch, Laura, I just want to say thank you, Laura. Laura, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking for my finale. Oh, my God.
It's 1 o'clock. I just want to say thank you, Laura, because now I can go to these balls. I can go to these balls coming up, Miss Thang, and I can sit on the panel, Miss Thang, and I ain't got to worry about the whole panel looking down at me or Rodney to talk, Miss Thang.
It's gonna be a lot of chopping, honey.
Oh
my God. It is burning up. I'm about to cut the air.
Baby, these balls gonna be going through. Man, I bet you these balls gonna be lasting for probably 45 minutes or less now. Bitch.
Because
the girls gonna be feeling a certain way about each other.
Oh my God! It's 1 a.m. Laura.
I'm looking for it. Hold on, I have a lot of stuff here, honey. Let me, you know.
What are you looking for, Laura?
You trying to get in?
I can't post everything because I told y'all certain girls I can't post. There's certain girls I just can't post. I can't do that. Yeah.
She said.
Yeah.
But she said it was a grand finale.
Grand finale.
Stop your shit. Yeah.
I just got a text that was the grand, another, not even a grand finale. It was a, I guess you would call it a rerun.
Oh.
I got a teaser for
that. I guess this text would be considered a rerun. It's one of those episodes that they constantly happen over and over and over again.
No.
Bitch, it's going to be a rerun when Kelly posts some old pictures up.
You mind if you can tell me, can you tell me the person who texts you so I can go ahead and do what I need to do real quick? Who's the person that texts you? Let's see if you want to play.
Oh,
y'all hear the phone? The phone is next to the microphone. The phone is next to the microphone, so y'all can hear it ringing. I mean, vibrating, honey.
It was me, Lord. Me.
Lord, I think the dog is drunk too. He in here running around in a circle.
Let me go to my inbox for you and see if you got something, because I think you got one thing that kind of interesting.
Well, Lord, I never played with you, Miss Girl.
Okay, honey. I know I see a couple of photos that you know that's in, you know, in our conversation.
Oh, okay, never seen no photos.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Girl.
All right, you know what, Laura, I'm gonna have to just put you to the side. I have to get into tonight's topic. The girls are saying they want to talk about it. So we're gonna stay right there on this. But let's just get to tonight's topic a little bit, please. Jason, Prada, Michi, Laura, Justin, Becky. Who else is on the line? Kelly, but Kelly, I don't think anybody could focus on it, child.
Is it on?
We have to revisit it. Joelle, you're on the air. I don't know. Let me ask the chat room, honey.
Hey, First Lady.
Chat room.
Listen, Prada, I heard that you've been throwing shade. You don't want, I will knock that MAC makeup off of you. Don't try me, okay?
It's okay. Ooh. It's that girl. It's
girl,
no
we
shade.
Did not throw shade.
Oh, okay.
It's
I heard the girls
it's
was
so
trying
shade.
To say you were
hello,
throwing shade.
Hello,
hello. Hello, we can hear you, Kelly.
I love y'all girls down, Miss Day and everything, Miss Day. The topic was supposed to be domestic violence, Miss Day girl. The girls are not going to want to talk about domestic violence. Miss Laura Dahl came and crippled the motherfucking show, Miss Day, okay?
But Laura's not exposing something. She's not exposing nothing right now, so we are going to have to talk about the topic because we're not going to sit here and just wait.
Well,
because that's what we're doing at this point.
The domestic violence is going to be these girls is going to be getting their ass whooped, Miss Thang girl, okay? Hey, baby, and when y'all get it, Miss Thang bitch, I want y'all bitches to motherfucking get it, Miss Thang. I want the nastiest motherfucking video, Miss Thang bitch. I want y'all bitches to get it, Miss Thang girl. I want to take y'all bitches to World Star.
Ooh.
They ain't been to World Star in a minute.
Okay,
so this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to do this in all fairness. We're just going to do this in all fairness. In reference to tonight's topic, as far as domestic violence goes, is there anyone out there that wants to share a story about domestic violence on a serious note? Do you want to share a story about domestic violence? I know you guys are gung-ho on the exposure, but, you know, the room is right there, and the timeline will go up whenever she decides to, you know, give us a little bit more, and we'll take a, you know, instead of calling it a commercial break, we'll call it a Laura break, and we'll talk about what she posts, and then we'll go back into tonight's topic. But into all fairness, because y'all know I can't deal with all that too long. I want to talk a little bit about the domestic violence, because it was a request from someone and I don't want to let them down. So I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way on up to the top. Believe me, y'all never know how much you guys can help a person, so let's just talk a little serious now. Joelle, anything about domestic violence?
I've never been in it personally, but I know somebody that you know, they have kids with somebody in my family, they have kids with them, whatever, and they went through the situation, and I tried to, like, stop the situation, and, like, you know, I even got in the middle when they were arguing and going back and forth, whatever, and the person broke up with them, and they did the whole shabambo, but now they're having second thoughts, like, oh, I want to go back with them, and, you know, how am I going to rebuild my life? I'm this certain age, and I don't think that nobody else is going to. And I'm like, listen, if you let somebody put their hands on you and you're a female, like, that's not love. Like, why would you even put yourself in that predicament? So don't, you know, I don't think it's right at all.
Okay. Kelly, come on, talk a little bit about domestic violence.
She's been the batterer.
Yeah.
Who?
She's
come on,
what?
Kelly. She's been the aggressor, the attacker.
Kelly.
Okay.
And I know she clearly knows the topic very, very well. Kelly.
Trying it.
Yeah, she's really trying it. She's on the probably on her other end. Becky, on a serious note, did you ever deal with any type of domestic violence within a, you know, a relationship or so?
Well, in a relationship, hell no, because I beat the ass. I'm sorry, I can't do it. But on a real serious note, when I was growing up, my father, well, when he used to come get me, I had seen him hit my, he used to beat on my sister's mother. And it was so crazy because, you know, we were just two kids in the room watching some. It's some movie, like, it's replays in my head as I'm talking about it. But, you know, we start hearing noise and stuff, and then when we got up, my dad had pushed her mom into these speakers, you know, like the DJ speakers, like a big DJ speaker type of thing, a stereo set or something like that. He had pushed her in that, and, like, that is all. I remember her falling in it, but that's just, like, where my memory stopped. Like, I don't know how she got up or anything, but I often think about that. But as for me, actually being a part of domestic violence, no, I have not.
Okay. I know tonight's topic is about domestic violence within the LGBT community. So, again, if you guys have anything you want to share, please call in. Whose phone is that?
A gay story?
No, I mean, no, it could be open up to anything, but I'm just letting everybody know that they can talk about anything, in all honesty. Because domestic violence is domestic violence. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air. All right, honey. My dog is not using. Did you hear my
dog?
Going
off.
That's my dog.
What the hell did he just do?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Baby.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What is wrong?
I just don't. I don't tell people my business. I don't tell people my business, but. Today has been a fucking evening. Oh, my God. I can't even focus. Star, just, I need to get my gun. I need to keep it right by me. As a matter of fact, let me go get my gun. Take over.
Come on, Jazz, you're going to shoot somebody. Jazz.
Prada, we are not going hat shopping. Don't do it.
Why? I'm the
owner of the church. Now, don't give me too much.
So when did you get a new phone today, Joel?
Baby, we're not going to do that on here. We're not going to do that like that.
Joel,
yeah,
that phone was the one being
saved.
Yes,
that
my phone was. Oh,
saved.
My God. And the crazy thing about it was the outside screen didn't break. The inside did, so you already know that that's a mess. So.
Your screen was broken.
Yeah, the LCD screen.
Okay.
Yeah, look, you can go look at my page, baby. So I don't even know why you're giving that over there in the background.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm not
okay.
What is you
wrong with?
It wasn't me, Joel. It wasn't me, but the girl said the same thing your phone.
You know what it was? Prada sat on my phone. Now the other one broke.
maybe
if you would have said I stepped on
no
it.
Maybe
if you would have said I stepped on it. But if I sit on it, you know, my couch is real soft.
Ew.
Funk on do
yes,
that then.
My mama.
What kind of dog do you have, Jasmine?
I'm glad y'all on the show. I'm glad this show is live and it's being archived because y'all all get to hear if this gun goes off, y'all get to all hear what happened. So it can be all live on the air.
This one is telling
you. That's what they doing to you, girl.
Girl, y'all just have no idea, honey. Y'all have no idea.
That dog is over there going crazy.
So
I'm sitting here at the front window, and I'm waiting. I got the gun in my hand, and I'm fucking waiting. Anyway, let's get to tonight's topic. I mean, I don't even know. No, fuck tonight's topic. Fuck everything.
Oh, shit.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Granny.
That was domestic abuse. You having me wait that damn long. Now, since you ain't lining up no victims to have on this show, and ain't none of your panel gonna tell how they got their ass beat except me, Granny called in here to testify.
Well, testify.
Well, Granny got her ass beat all the time. I'm too old to be wrestling these big ass niggas. Now, what questions you got for me, damn it, since you ain't got
How did you get out of that situation, Granny? How did you get out of the situation?
I finally realized that I didn't desire to be beat or I want to remain alive, so I just left.
Okay, hold on a second, y'all. Whoever's laughing and has all that noise in the background, please mute your phones and let her talk because even though y'all still think that she's joking or whatever, but she's doing something that none of y'all are really doing.
I know,
so,
I ain't joking. Niggas tried to kill me more than once.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm serious.
So, okay,
I mean, kill me. Not just beat me, but kill me.
I'm going to either mute y'all if y'all can't keep it quiet and mute y'all phones, and I want to talk to Granny, or I'm just going to ask y'all to mute y'all phones, or I'm going to mute y'all phones, and I want to talk to her because whoever requested this show, maybe they need to hear what she has to say. So, Granny, tell us a little bit about domestic violence. Was it someone that you were in a relationship with?
Of course. I mean, I done had fights outside of our relationships. But it was relationships I was in, and I ain't gonna lie. Back then, when I was young, I kind of felt like, okay, I'ma stay in this relationship. You know, I deserve the way he reacted because they would catch me cheating.
Okay.
I'd have been called in the bed with niggas. That's why I say I done almost died behind shit like that.
Oh, my Lord, Granny.
Okay, so you got caught cheating and he whooped your ass. That's what it was.
Yeah, Jazz, more than once. Several times.
Okay. I feel like I just got pumped for real because I was taking it serious for a minute, but I mean, in all honesty, it's true though. Yes.
It's fucking and I'm still sitting here talking to you. We know women
it's
and
true.
Men have been killed many times over cheating.
That's true. How many people out there have gotten into an argument with their lover because you got caught cheating? They was in your phone and they seen that you was doing all this stuff or sending out nude pictures or talking or, you know, you were supposed to be one place and you were somewhere else and all the rest of that bullshit. And you came home and y'all motherfuckers started scraping. Y'all was fighting. He was whooping your ass because of what you did. And then
he
turned around and
just
you.
Let me put my hand up, but now he done whooped my ass. No.
Wait a minute.
It's
just like Justin said, it don't have to always be I have been mentally abused as well. And to me, that's damn near worse than being physically abused.
True.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
A lot of times you get both of it at the same time. So, Michi, you can go on and tell them how you got your ass whooped for cheating, too.
Oh, my gosh. Hello?
Well, hold on. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello?
Laura? Okay. I don't even know who's who. Granny, what's going on?
Laura's
going to
get her ass beat.
I'm posting right now. Give me like 2 minutes. It's coming.
Then we going to hear about some domestic abuse.
Who's going to kick my ass, though? Because, like, girls be walking
around. You put on blast. Eventually, they're going to find out who your ass is, and they're going to beat the dog shit out of you.
Some of the girls already know in one try that she walked up with broke legs, Miss Thing. So that's not my problem. Like, you come to me, Miss Thing, I carry my shit with me. So, bitch, I don't have to fight. I have my other shit.
You willing to kill people
and
use weapons for gossip?
I don't think nobody should attack Laura, because at the end of the day, even though she's putting it out, those people they took it upon themselves to send it to her. So y'all don't need to shoot the message. Y'all need to shoot,
you know,
exactly,
y'all need
shoot
to
the
beat
message.
Y'all need to beat them people that's in her inbox.
Use
the messenger. Use the messenger, because y'all trying to give Laura so much. I mean, damn. Even though if it was probably me, that she put something out about me.
But wait a minute, Becky. All that's true. But you going to go to that extent of bringing a weapon to a fight, regardless if you wrong or right? It's not even that goddamn serious.
It is serious. You going to let you fuck me up?
No motherfucking fight. You come out pulling out a gun and shoot.
Let me make this clear. What I'm saying is that if a bitch wants to approach me and think she going to put her hands on me, especially because these faggots like to come with motherfucking locks in the sock, and then they want to come with knives and everything, bitch, if you think you're going to come at me with a knife with a group of people, bitch, I'm going to set it off.
Oh, yeah, baby, I understand that, but that ain't what you said the first time.
Period. I will shoot bullets in your ass, and that's for anyone.
Yeah, if somebody trying to stab you or really kill you, but I'm talking about if y'all just fighting, you need to do all that.
Baby, I don't need to fight, bitch. I have a gun. That's what my gun is for, Miss Thing, period. I don't need to fight shit. I'm going to pull it out.
You know what I'm saying? Laura, is it that serious to bring a gun to a fight?
Yes, it is. When you're over 30 years old,
and y'all just gossiping, and you going to shoot somebody because they confront you about
the gun. I can't believe we had this argument. I'm not going to
Laura
be
is a
film
queen, that's why. She's a film queen, okay? So she need her gun. She got $28,000 worth of work in her body. She
more precious than that. Either for you to be going to prison for the rest of your life, or taking somebody's life over some idle gossip, or just shade.
Well, not really. If she shoot him in the leg, she can't go to jail.
Mother, or do something of that nature. Yeah, but no. I mean, do you not value life more than that?
Yeah, that's why bitch better not run up on me. That's all. She better value her life. Listen, I'm fine.
You need to learn. You can use them fists. The fuck you come. You know, usually punks or what have you. No pun intended. Just care regardless of whatever.
So,
if you can't throw them things. And I done took plenty ass whoop. office and come
Granny,
home.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Granny. If you got the whole house of con run up on your ass, what you gonna do?
Now you turn into another situation.
No,
got no guns, I'm gonna strike my ass on running. And they can talk about me all they want to, but I'm still around with no black eyes or nothing.
Well, speaking of the House of Con, let me go ahead and post this scene real quick.
I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Laura. Baby, I hate it.
Did I take a nap today and I just woke up and I'm in some type of dream? Because it's still,
I still feel like this
is not real. I feel like a lot of this stuff is not real that's happening right now.
That's crazy.
I have a call at 347-616.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Ming.
Hey, Ming.
Well, when I first came out, I want to piggyback off of what Granny said. When I first came out, I was in a relationship with this guy, and I loved him dearly, but I used to find out that he would be cheating on me often, and when he would cheat on me, I would wear him out like a leather glove in some middle degree temperature. But he would never leave me. So it's like, as I got older, I realized I was wrong, but I think he was kind of wrong too, because he wouldn't leave me either. I mean, it's never right to put your hands on someone, but if you love someone and you're not cheating on them and they're cheating on you and you're constantly finding out and it's wearing you out, like, what do you do about the situation? Like,
you just leave, baby. You just leave. I done been cheated on, and I done a lot of cheating, and I just left. And you're right. It was part of his fault for staying there and to keep cheating on you. He should have just left if you wasn't fulfilling him like I should have, instead of taking them ass whoopings and going back. So y'all both was fucked up.
That's all I
wanted. Okay, Ming, thank you. Ming, you know I live for you, Ming, but thank you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I am just, I can't do this tonight.
Did you put your gun away?
Oh, Jasmine, ain't nobody never beat your ass.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I interrupt this broadcast for your special emergency announcement. The grand finale has just swept its way to the new official ballroom group. If you have not yet tuned in,
I'm lost.
Swept to the new official ballroom radio station group. Laura Sears,
TP. Can I please get an update? Because I can't see.
It's the grand finale, Kelly.
I can't see, Jason. Can you please screenshot it, baby? If somebody please tell me what's going on.
Laura's sending it to me in my inbox in a few seconds. Basically, it's talking about why the prodigies are not coming to a ball because somebody's scared they're going to get their face cut.
That's not the grand finale.
Oh, that's not the grand finale?
Oh, then let me hit
No, the grand finale is Selena Khan.
I want to know what's
and
the lead.
Laura's inbox.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah, I can believe that.
How I missed that?
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Let me
what
go
did she say, bitch? What did she say, honey?
Mother Moon thing.
Okay.
Y'all come to y'all, you bitch. I'm about to head up there. I'm about to
Kelly is gagging.
Selena Khan,
Kelly,
Earth Man.
Okay, hold on, yeah, I need to. Yes. Hold on, let me give Kelly the update. Kelly, what do you need, sweetie? What do you need?
What Selena said?
Selena was the one who sent the mugshot of all the girls that time when it was posted in the police station. She sent it off to Laura. Then you got it. Then they talked about how you got it and posted it before Laura even had a chance to post it because you spilled it first. Then Selena goes into a whole bunch of topic about ask the prodigies why they banned our house at Jason's, and is it Jason's? I mean, it's a lot, Kelly. I can't even remember, read it all. Somebody
Friday
might want
to
read
Jason,
this.
Jason was because he chopped somebody, so they was going to get him back, so he didn't go to the ball because he was scared they was going to cut his face.
Oh, my God.
Mother Moon face.
Why
oh
is
God.
Eric Mack in your inbox, Laura?
It's a whole bunch of stuff in there about Rico, and he's sleeping in the backseat of his car, and about his bottom lip being airbrushed.
Oh, shit.
It's just a lot.
I need screenshots of all of these messages before they get taken down in my inbox.
Well, that ain't got to get taken down because it ain't no naked pictures.
312-619, you're on the air. 312-619.
All right, Joe. State of emergency.
The bucket.
Who wanna take a shot with me?
I just took a shot of hold on, let me go get outbreak with something else. I got some
I had to rub me a whole nother blood for this and pour me a glass
bitch.
Of wine.
I'm about to take a 151 shot. Who want one?
Me.
I'll take one right here.
Everybody, let's have a drink with Jason. It's Jason's birthday. Let's all have a drink and a toast for Jason.
Let me go get my Kool-Aid. Hold on.
This <Spoghetto. laughs>
No, see, everybody keeps asking what's wrong, what's going on my end. It's a lot going on over here, honey. I think I've been violated and invaded and... Bitch, there's people outside my motherfucking house, and it's motherfucking, the other night it was helicopters and police banging at the door, and motherfucking people, they said somebody got robbed at the gas station around the corner, and the police was all over the place, and they's in my backyard, and all looking at my pool, and all the rest of that stuff, because somebody robbed somebody, and they was motherfucking all on my property and stuff, and then today... When I get in my car this evening, because I have to go to the airport, as soon as I get into the car, as soon as I open the door of my car, everything in my motherfucking car is thrown all over the fucking seat, all over the seats and stuff.
Oh, hell no.
And I don't even know what the fuck is going on. Somebody was in my motherfucking car.
It
was
a police that was in your car.
Girl, then why was the police?
Thank you, Green.
Girl,
can we get Bishop on here to sing happy birthday to Jason? Because, you know, Michi, I know you're supposed to be a professional singer, what have you, but that's a commercial thing. And you gave Jason the church version.
Please don't call for Michi, honey. I mean, Bishop.
Bishop was carrying with his Aquafella. I don't know what the hell Michi was on tonight.
Granny, you is on it tonight.
Yeah, I just remember them ass beans I used to get with the top of this show.
Jason, I'm about to send you this picture of this guy just sent me. Who trying to come over here?
Yes, God. Boy, get your face out my glass. You can't have none of that.
Who?
I'm talking to my dog, Justin.
Who?
Oh, my God. I still hear echoes. Let me fix these lines. We got Jason, we got Prada, we got Michi, we got Laura, we got Justin, we got Becky, Joelle, this is Granny. Yeah, I need to mute your phones because I hear echoes. Thank you for muting it. This is Ming.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Up to Ms. Jelani Stewart, Ms. Rahi. Ms. Ming, for you to come into my inbox and say, well, you lost a friend, bitch, I'm going to block you, and you giving all this, well, I knew you was going to say something. Ms. Ming, if you knew I was going to say something, why would you put that in my inbox? Would you even put Katie Garcon's naked picture in my inbox and then say what you said at the bottom of the picture? Like, Ms. Ming, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. You talk about I lost a friend. Girl, when was you ever my friend?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Oh, shit.
What?
Bitch.
Bitch, please. I mean, you cute and all, but
oh, Lord, not Jelani. Oh, my God. Jesus. Lord. No. Teddy, really? Oh, my goodness.
And mind you, y'all girls be sitting there thinking, like, when I post somebody picture or something, y'all be thinking that I'm the one that's doing that, does it. You don't understand. It be the girls that be screaming that they real, that be in my inbox, that be giving me the tea.
Oh,
I have my own tea, but then it be the other girls that give me a lot of other tea that I post in that room. It don't even be me. So don't get
but
mad
what can
me.
We find
Teddy
Garcon's picture at? What can we find that picture?
It's in the room.
I know him. Okay, well, let me go see this.
I wouldn't want to
know
that.
I was trying to see it while I was up there, but I guess I could see it.
You
were
trying
now.
To see what?
There's nothing to see. No shit.
There ain't no shit.
Nothing.
That Peter's so small, Mr. You need a magnifying glass to see. You can't see it. You can get the balls or something.
Well, maybe he make
like,
up for it when he eat. Well, maybe he make up for it when he eating the ass.
No, I don't. No, because if you eat ass good, you're going to want to get fucked, Ms. Thing. You're going to be open
okay.
when you put that out, Ms. Thing.
Y'all can't
like,
read my man like that now.
Child, your man
girl,
needs to get a sex thing.
Girl, basically, everybody is your piece, girl. So that means if that's your man, I'm going for your man crush Monday. No shot yet.
Jay said,
that would be a waste of $12,000 for a sex change.
Why? Because the hole has to be deep. And, bitch, the way that dick is, I mean, because, like, think about the size of your dick. If your dick is only 3 inches, that means your hole is only going to be able to take 3 inches. Now, how many black men got 3 inches?
Oh, shit.
They ain't going to have it.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
because she literally got 3 inches on big. Because on soft, she was about half of an inch. So
take me to the key.
Oh, yeah.
Am I lying?
Don't have much to give.
Kelly, did you get my text?
No, I'm in a stone age. I can't get it while I'm on the phone.
Where is you at?
Damn, you must be on a
mama phone
then.
You
can't get no
text. I want to
ask Kelly a question.
I'll be right there. No, Granny. Hold on. I'll be right back. I have an important phone call coming in. I'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just heard my thing go off.
Maybe.
Please, somebody tag my Becky page on it. Hold on.
It is too much going on. I am so sorry, y'all. Truly, please forgive me. I'm still shaking.
Jason's birthday show?
About everything that's going on. Oh, my God. Jason, what the fuck
you know
did you do, Jason?
Me?
I didn't do nothing.
Jason, you know what kills me? Is when a real person texts Kelly or texts Jasmine about a fake profile doing something, maybe texting them what to say. Bitch, if you a real profile, why are you scared to address a fake profile? That's
right.
What I don't get. I don't understand that for shit. I really don't.
They don't want no problems.
shit. But they real, though. They be screaming that they real and they not bothered. So if you unbothered, just say, address me. Don't be scared of me.
I'm not going to play devil's advocate because I guess for some of them, like I'll use the most recent situation. When you were talking about Trebre and Naima called in to speak for Trebre, if Trebre wasn't bothered, then he wouldn't have had Naima say anything.
That's why I said what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, ain't nobody got time for that. And Naima my sister, so I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
I don't see Mr. Bray. And I wasn't going to read Naima because, I mean, there was no purpose to do that because me and Naima is cool.
Right.
Now, Mr. Bray, she was going to get it one way or the other. I mean, you can't make me see it. I don't care if you brought your mama on the line, bitch. She can't make me see it either. I don't see her. Fuck.
Oh my god!
And all that you from Baltimore and all that gangster shit, Miss Nate, I don't give a fuck where you from. I don't care if you from the fucking
hood. There is no gangsters in Baltimore.
Bitch, there's no such thing as a Bush Queen gangster. Walking runway, Miss Nate, please.
It is no sound. The gangsters of Baltimore died years ago. There are no gangsters in Baltimore.
Oh my goodness! I can't believe I did this.
Ooh,
if you
want to
talk about
gangsters,
how about you come meet me on the block in South Central LA or Compton, California, and then we can talk. Then let's talk and let's see who's really gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's talk then.
So
let's
are you
the
telling
hood,
them that you're from California, Laura?
Ooh.
Baby.
Work.
Why you gotta cut off the bat? I'll come to the bay with all that, and I'll bring that to the
no,
bay.
No, I didn't say the bay, Missy. I didn't say the bay. I said from Cali. The bay is where, you know, the homeless girls live. You know, I don't stay in the bay. I stay in Cali.
I'm
in Cali.
I know you're an LA girl, but
Shut up.
You in Southern California, girl.
Well, keep it cute, Big G. Keep it cute.
I'm going to leave that alone, girl.
Please, no. All right.
I told you, girl, we just had this conversation, girl. I played right, girl.
Mind you, and I have to give it to Michi. Michi is the only person where I tried to probe, and she didn't give me no tea. When I tell you Michi would just laugh, he'll put LOL. So how's your day? And then he'll pay it. He'd just be paying it. He'd be like, no.
I knew this day was coming, honey.
Wow. We can't even get on tonight's topic. Pay it. And we ain't talking about it.
This is my question, right? So I wonder what's going to happen at this combo, honey.
It's going to be the purge.
Oh, it's going to be the purge? All right. It's going to be interesting.
The cons going to get them girls up in that building. They're going to lock the doors, and they're going to come in to whip it.
I just ate this boy about to be mad.
That is my prediction. That is my prediction.
Oof. I didn't know this Vito and Country Chanel. I didn't know, like, you know, with Shay like that. I just, you know, when he sent me the picture, I was like, oh, my God, why is he sending this to me? That's why I was gagging. I would never have filled it until what happened today. So I was just like, okay, well, if the girls want to fill it, okay, well, let me just go ahead and make this right hotter real quick. You know, I've been bored.
He was trying to make it spicy.
Yeah, because the girls haven't been giving me what I want. I mean, this whole year, ball has been, like, terrible. Every ball has really been just, like, blah, 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 blah. And the girls just keep speaking on his face with gangster shit. But then, in reality, when they see each other face-to-face, they give all this, oh, hey, girl, oh, hey, sis, hey, woo-woo. But, yeah, you in a fake profile inbox reading the fuck out of them.
But, Laura, you don't think it's a little, like, you know, a little off the edge to kind of, you know, throw Country under the bus because of what Clayton did?
No, that was just for me to say something. I just did it because I wanted to do it. I mean,
you snuck it because Clay had tried your child.
Yes, he did. Well, you know, things happen. And Country got on that post, too. No, Country got on that post, too, and tried it, too. So, I mean, either way it go, he was going to get it one way or the other. See, that's what happens. You try my child, you think just because, you know, she's on Facebook or whatever, y'all going to try me. Now, if y'all think y'all going to try my child just because I did what I did, you will gag because child, check the records. If you try my son to sing, you're going to get it.
Which child? Who's your child?
Child. They know who my child is. They know who my boyfriend is. Everybody know who that is.
I'll inbox it to you, Michi.
You got to catch. You got to catch. I said the name, too.
You definitely did.
Jason, this is you, Prince Jason. That's you right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You just tell me how this looks to you, honey.
I'm Granny. Do you want to say anything else about anything tonight?
No, I want to ask Kelly if she's been letting some women beat on her ass.
Oh, shit.
I don't think she's going to do that.
I'm sitting here patiently waiting for her to get her ass back to ask her that. Hey, she called in on the domestic violence show.
Girl, this ain't domestic violence. It's just complete violence.
Yeah, it is. And by Thursday, I tell me that Kelly, the lesser women's beat on my ass.
I think it was vice versa, honey.
You know what, Jelani, one more thing.
Well, yeah, she said that right, but it was still some domestic violence.
Laura?
Kelly called up. She got 17 minutes to call back in. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
I just want to call in and first give a shout out to Prince Bridge. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome. And, Vito, put away your cock, girl.
Now, London, have you ever let any some of them British gentlemen beat on your ass?
Oh, Lord.
Some British gentlemen?
Child, I just got beat yesterday, girl.
I just had to ask because you know this is a domestic violence show.
Oh, yeah,
I beat her like fish and chips.
Yes, they beat me, but I love it. I go back to my man when he beat me.
Yeah, I know you freak ass Brits like all that kind of freak ass shit.
Oh, Lord, Becky.
Getting beat on and then having relations.
So should I do it for the vine or nah?
Yes, do it for the vine.
Nah. Hello, CEO. Hello, everyone on the line.
Hey. Hello, Brandon. Hey. How are you?
I'm lovely. Miss Selena Khan is some cheese.
Wasn't she reading up in my inbox, baby? She was all up in my inbox, darling.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Does Selena Khan know who you are?
No, she thinks she knows who I am. That was the key, because she kept saying that I was a certain person. I was like, yes, bitch, yes, and then she just see me sing.
That is sad. That is freaking
because
sad.
Because I'm going to tell you what I do. I've said this 100 million times. Jason, you know what I do. I have a fake profile for every fucking house name, and I have the picture of that person on almost everybody's friends or everybody's friends list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a certain house person for each house. And it's a key because they think I'm really that person. So, bitch, I be
Now, you know what, Laura? You
don't
fuck up now because ain't nobody
going to
sing you no more shit.
Please, next week they're going to forget. By next week, they will have forgotten.
God, they be stupid enough to do that again, and then Laura put their ass out again. They're going to be sending the same message Jelani was sending. Becky,
it is no shade. Do you know how dumb some, and I'll excuse me for, no, I'm not saying that she's just saying dumb. Do you know how dumb some of these people is? Laura will expose them, and 3 weeks later, they back in her inbox calling her
They gonna be like, damn, Laura, I didn't know you was gonna do me like that again. What the fuck you mean again, bitch? I did it the first time.
And no shade. If they don't send it to the Laura Spears page, they'll send it to one of the other 40 pages. Okay,
let me tell you how fierce I did this today. So the girls that hit me up in my other profiles with the real names, why did I change the name to Laura Spears and then I changed the face picture and I changed the picture to my non-picture? They were like, bitch, what?
40 fake pages.
See, if y'all were smart, y'all better make a fake page and send it, bitch.
Okay.
And turn off your location settings, stupid.
Okay.
Oh, and another thing, y'all girls can't use that excuse talking about somebody hacked y'all account. Y'all need to stop with the lies about somebody hacked y'all Facebook account. Let's lie. We're not gonna do that this quarter.
Okay.
Ain't nobody hacked that Facebook account. Ain't nobody hacked that page.
Take them to the king.
Yes, Lord.
The girls want to know.
The girls on blast.
The girls want to knock
they
you off.
They're not going to make
oh
it for
God.
They pins. They're going to get what they ask.
Everybody wants to talk about they want to knock me. I'll be at the Party Monster Ball, so I'll be in Philly, so I mean. Like,
well, when I see the
know,
crowd go around somebody, like on Family Guy, I know who Laura is.
I tell my girls know who you are. I keep telling them I don't know who you are, girl.
And
now Florida.
Oh, my God.
Laura, can you please stand by me? I don't know. And if I did know, I'm not telling.
Exactly. I wouldn't tell who she is. She ain't darn. She ain't. I learned my lesson when she came
no,
after me
no.
when she was going after Enrique. That's no.
Some of the girls be so stupid with their motherfucking ways of trying to manipulate the tea out of you. Mm-hmm.
Jason, I got a message from Pepsi. She wanted me to wish you a happy and blessed birthday.
Hey, Pepsi girl, we got to have a conversation sometime soon. You use the key. Thank you, Pepsi. Tell your mom I said hello, too.
Pepsi.
Don't come for Pepsi.
What?
Do not come for Pepsi, Michi.
Well, honey, we got Pepsis, we got Londons, we got Grannies, we got Mings. I mean, come on now. Ain't nothing wrong with Pepsi shit.
I don't think there's wrong with it. I'm just kind of like, you know, just dwelling on the back.
We got Laura's, we got Selena. We got
Katie Pumpkin.
We got London.
Girl,
we got Becky. We got
we got J Rock.
There's only one Becky. What'd you say?
Bitch, you don't want me to bring out my Becky, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, y'all know when Linda called up here and was acting like Becky.
Becky, you gotta get that Becky.
Bitch.
You gotta get that real Becky.
She's talking about yeah. I play with my whatever something she said. I was in on my transition for a couple of years. What?
Who been in transition for a couple of years?
That was London called up here and said when she was acting like the other Becky.
But
yeah, this is Becky.
Mm-mm.
I was in my transition
for your birthday. You're gonna have dinner, you know, sleep.
I'm going to get my feet done later today, going to get a massage, then going to dinner.
Well, most definitely you need my feet done, baby.
Just gone.
Now, I don't have feet like a certain Ebony.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm quite positive.
All I was thinking about was Shanae on her feet, trying
yes,
to lady
you gotta
feet.
You gotta get into Myra feet.
She was like, Shanae, she don't know what she doing. Get on here, Shanae.
Oh my God, y'all are hilarious.
No, I'm not okay. I'm still shaking the fuck up. 347-891. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Mother Simone.
You already know.
Oh, hi, Alexis. This is not Alexis.
Oh.
Say what?
Yeah, Tim. Hey, sis.
Look at her.
Is that Alexis?
Yes, it is.
No,
that's
Mother Snow, honey.
Oh, hey, Alexis. How are you?
Alexis, wait, tell us about your domestic violence.
Oh, what domestic violence? Bitch, I don't play this type of motherfucking game. Do I look like the
how you get beat inside your head? Did you do anything for a bag, bitch?
Bitch, please. The only thing I might do.
She don't got that ass chicken hat. Now she be to stop acting up. Go get up on this phone trying to play fucking girl. Tell
Demetrius,
your truth, girl.
Demetrius Hunter. Demetrius Hunter, in all my years of walking on the face of this earth, a nigga ain't never beat me.
Girl, I love New York. Go ahead.
Bitch, please. New York wouldn't even tell you he hit me. What's wrong with y'all? That life's fucked up.
Girl, he shook that ass, girl. Stop it, sis.
I don't even play no type of
game, sis.
Okay. No, it's not okay.
Oh, you came out strong, girl.
It's not like to let some motherfucker bound on you.
So Alexis, you mean to tell me you didn't get beat for taking a last piece of chicken, girl?
No, ma'am. And hello, London. How are you?
I'm lovely, sweetie. How are you?
Ooh, is that my silver?
I love you though, sweetie. How are you?
I love you too, London.
Let's look at Johnny Cities.
Oh, shit. No, I ain't gonna baby do it.
Where is Laura?
Oh, Lord, my head hurt.
Where is Laura?
I'm right here with
202-560. You're on the air.
Oh, goodness.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rodney. Hi,
Rodney. Oh, I thought that was Bishop for a minute. I'm so sorry, Rodney.
Oh, no, yeah, I knew you probably thought it was. I was just calling to wish Jason a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you for the cocktail.
Who pissed in your cornflakes tonight?
Who?
I don't eat cornflakes, girl. You know I'm a cinnamon toast crunch type of girl, honey.
No, but who pissed in your cinnamon toast corn? I mean, goddamn.
Honestly, I don't drink this, so I don't know about that.
Well, girl, who made you mad, Miss
A couple of girls, honey. I don't. They know who they are. They did what they did, and it's fine. You know, it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Somebody eating some. Somebody eating some cornflakes right now. Who's eating cereal?
Becky.
That is not me. That is not me.
It's Alexis.
Huh? Alexis, she's beating that bag down.
Alexis just got home and she's eating her little
Becky,
nighttime cereal,
bitch.
Making people hungry.
Keep it cute, Becky.
Girl, it's almost the weekend. You know she don't eat on the weekend.
Ooh.
y'all know my life.
Ooh. She gotta watch her figure.
Well, y'all got four minutes to call in before we go into record mode. Somebody get Kelly really quickly, because I know she's working on some stuff and she's not going to be able to get on. 4 minutes before we go into record mode.
Is Marcus on the line?
Marcus, press 1 if you're on the line.
Oh, no, I was just asking.
So, Alexis, you want to talk about domestic violence really quickly? You ever ran into that?
No, Jasmine, I've never ran into domestic violence. I've always felt that if your lover has to beat you to be with you,
Y'all really don't need to be together.
Some people don't. Ooh. Some people look for it, look at it as comfort. You know, they think
comfort.
It's right. So yeah, that's right. You whatever you think is, you know, you might not know how it feels to deal with it, but you know, some people can't control it. They know it's wrong, but it's what they're accustomed to.
Well, before we change the topic and stuff like that, even though we changed it, I mean, I am sorry the show is all over the place, but I'm dealing with police and break-ins and stuff, so, you know. Really quickly, Jason, I just want to ask you guys a question. It definitely is, Alexis. It really, really is a lot going on tonight. Jason, I'm going to go down the top from the top and go down to the bottom. Jason, have you ever been in a relationship with someone? Did they ever cheat on you? Did you get physical with them, yes or no?
Yes.
And did you forgive them and continue to stay with them?
Nope. I got over it, but we broke up.
Okay. Do you think that sparked violent behavior between you two? Like, did you guys fight a lot after that? Or did you guys just break it off right after?
I think the fighting for us started because...
Hello.
I think the fighting for us
you're
started
there,
because,
you're there.
Because you know how you wrestle with somebody, and it's like, and that's why I don't play fight with people, because I got that feeling like now they testing you to see how strong you are or whatever, so when they really want to buck with you, they know what you can do. So it used to start with us just wrestling and play fighting, and then it just got, every time it would just get more and more serious. So then it just got to the point that we were, when we would argue, he might throw a punch, I might throw a punch, and then one of them was like, when we found out he was cheating, it was just like dishes was being broke, and we went through what we went through, and then I was just like, I can't do this. And I just left. I just had to leave him alone.
Baby, that phone is going off.
Baby,
okay.
This phone is really going off, ain't it? Prada, well, you said you didn't have any problems, so I just want to ask really quickly, did you ever date anyone and they cheated on you?
If they cheated, I never knew about it. But,
okay.
I mean, you know, they do the little flirting, entertaining, and yeah, that do run me hot. It does.
And did you ever put your hands on them because of that?
Yeah, you know, I slapped a couple of boys.
Ooh.
Okay. Michi, did you ever date someone and they cheated on you?
Hold on. Oh, where am I? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I was in my inbox was going back. I stayed with somebody that cheated on me. And then I attack them. I mean, it pushed me to that point of me attacking them, you know. But I didn't just right off attack them, but I did attack them.
Oh my God, Miss Selena was part of all the team.
Okay, thank you, Michi. Laura, have you ever been in a relationship and they cheated on you?
Yes, that happened a lot. And then what I do is I just join in and we have one good old party. Honey. That's just the other one's fine as fuck. You think, so what's up?
So it never turned violent.
Afterwards, it happened like twice where, like, after we cut up, you know, and mind you, I end up fucking both of them. I get them right together. And so after the session, the boy left or whatever, and then I waited till my, you know, man went to sleep. And when he went to sleep, I just stopped wearing him out, you know, and, you know,
wow.
That's what that was. And he couldn't do nothing because I handcuffed him to my bedpost, so, and then he couldn't move.
Oh, my God.
To the bed. And I walked out.
She got to be a dumb bitch, because how you can't feel nobody grab your hand and put
well.
You... Now, you know what?
You said how come what?
Yeah, I'm in a dream.
Wait, you said how come
dreaming.
What? Wait, what did you say?
I said, no, she must have been a bitch that's always in a deep sleep, because how can you not feel somebody...
Well,
put
I dissolved.
On.
No, what I did was I dissolved 5 Seroquels in her water. You know, like the sugar pill Seroquel, I put 5 Seroquels in her water, and she was gone.
Thank
like,
you
really,
for telling
like,
me. Now I know what to
minutes.
Do.
Yeah, you dissolve it in water, and then
you'll get them right together.
Wait, did she say the Vogue shit, please?
Oh, yes, queen.
They're not
going
to taste it. They're not going to taste it.
You dissolve it in a little bit of water, and you put like some soda in there, like some Sprite, and then they can't see because you know Sprite is like acid. It's like acid. It dissolves the pill, and then you know it is what it is. And they get all that shit in them. So he had 5 pills nicely in him. In about 10-15 minutes, he was gone. Well, you can't feel shit, baby.
Yummy.
Yeah, but when he woke up after that sleepless thing, she felt it, honey.
Delicious.
She felt it the next morning because she was toe up.
I mean, okay. You would not have woke up at all, baby.
Huh?
And you was laying there when he woke up.
You said, was I what?
You was laying there when he woke up.
Yeah, after I beat him down, I mean, he couldn't do nothing. I started sucking his dick or whatever. Like, after I got done beat him down, too, I paid it. Made him come and wish to sleep.
He was like, baby, what happened to your face?
Paid it. You see, I learned that you got to play crazy with these motherfuckers. When they want to cheat on you and let it be a cool nigga that he cheat on you with, bitch, join in and act like everything is fine, bitch. And then when it's all said and done, bitch, wear her ass out.
She must have been light skin. She must have not been light skinned.
Well, no. My boyfriend was dark skinned. I like dark or brown dudes. I don't. I mean, light skin is cool. They cool to have.
No, I'm saying because you would have beat her up like that. She would have had some marks on her if she was light.
Oh yeah. Because I told that child up. I told him up. Yeah.
Okay. Justin, anybody ever cheat on you and you got physical with them?
Oh, cheating on me physical with them. Yeah, they cheated on me before. They tried to fight me because what I did was the person that they cheated on me with, I slept with the person they slept with me on, and then we got into the whole big old situation. I fucked up their car, and just big long whole drawn out scenario, and I just, those type of situations, I try to stay away from it. It's just toxic. Like, if I Yeah, like, I mean, bitch, I mean, you do what you do. You wait till they park their car wherever they're going to go, and especially if they think they're not, they don't think you're around, and I bust their car windows out.
Bitch, Justin, you got some my car windows, honey. That would be your last broadcast.
Bitch, I give two fucks. I mean, no. Like, when I get it, I'm an emotional person. And when I really feel for somebody and they do me a certain way, that's not, you pay. You pay because I don't like feeling like that. And, I mean, either it's that or I put my hands on you, and I'd rather fuck up your shit than fuck up you. So
do you feel, how do you feel that you got your vengeance? Do you feel good? Like, do you feel like you won, you conquered something because you revenged?
Yeah, because you had to go pay for that shit. And I still fucked the person he cheated on me with. So what?
Yeah, you got your lip.
Girl,
back.
But that's sloppy seconds. Damn, girl, what if he fucked your shit up?
No, because I think during that time I didn't have no car, so it didn't even fucking matter.
Oh, baby.
So you may not have
one
of the car you got
one at some point.
Huh?
It took you 10 years
so you
to get
messed
one
up the car you was getting around in.
The windows coming out.
You said what now?
He need to bust your windows out right now.
Girl.
Wow.
I'm just my violent streak is real bad, and I have to watch that. So I don't try to play those games with people. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, anybody else want to say something about it? Because I'm over it.
Wait,
can
well, Dez, I want you to get start blasting home.
Do anybody know who is Oliver Stewart on Facebook?
Justin.
Do anyone know who that is?
Mm-mm.
No.
Is he a real person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Michi, why would it be me?
Some Oliver Stewart from the Bronx?
Yeah.
Is you angry little bottom?
Yeah,
I'm what?
Little bottom.
Angry bottom.
I'm not an angry bottom.
You have a violent, you said I have a violent streak in me. You know, that's an angry body, just an angry
No, body. No. I'm never mind. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave it alone.
So you admit your bottom?
I believe
I'm
you
not. I mean, that's further from the truth, Michi, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
Lord, that looks like somebody's grandfather.
Why did you send me her number?
Ew.
Oh.
I was still talking about the cheating fiesta, the cheating experiences or something.
Okay.
We can.
Yeah. Oh.
You been cheated on Becky?
Yes, I have. I have got cheated on, but it's just when I, Jasmine was going down the line, I was actually thinking about this specific scenario with one of my exes. I was used to go to this program, and this when I had invited my ex, they used to come or whatever, you know. So that day I hadn't seen him, and I also hadn't seen this girl who was still my friend to this day. So, okay, they was going down the line, like, where's everybody? So, like, long story short, they came in all smiling, smiley, smiley, whatever. So I found out later on down the line that the boy who was my boyfriend at the time had sex with this boy at the beach. They had met off BGC, actually. So they had met, had sex with somebody, had sex with the boy at the beach or whatever, and they was fooling around, and then was starting a whole new relationship behind my back, and my friend was the one who set it up.
Oh.
So when I found that out, when they was coming in, I was trying to beat him up, and my best friend, no, actually, he had brought the boy to the program. Like, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. I was scared, and I came to her, and I was like, excuse me, who are you? And she ain't say nothing. Like, she was so scared. I guess they told her that I was the boyfriend or whatever. So when I have confronted him, he was just so nervous, chuckles, and he kept on laughing. Like, he was laughing, and it was just getting me so mad. But I just didn't fight him. I was gonna fuck him up, but I didn't want to get kicked out of the place, so I just paid it.
Damn, I missed a lot.
And now he a girl.
You should say now he a girl.
He a girl?
Yep. But he's a girl now.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, what's her name?
Fucked up. And then somebody had the nerve to tell me that he brushed some of his tendencies off. Like, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he came on after me or something. Like, I was the one who made him be like that. I said, first of all, bitch, if I made him be like that, he would have looked better than what the fuck he looked now. Because, bitch, he ain't get that from me.
You can let Alexis get in the taste of that part.
I'm about to send you the picture. Right, I'm about to send you the picture right now.
Yeah, inbox.
What you say, Long?
Long egg, bitch.
Y'all are
Sorry.
I would like to publicly apologize to everyone for my actions, and hopefully we can all resolve this issue. I really apologize.
She mean it, y'all. I hear it in her voice. She really mean it.
Yeah, I really do. I wish I could take it back, but I really can't. So
it was just the heat of the moment.
It's too late for apologies.
Baby. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just don't know old school, do ya?
Okay.
Yeah, I just do not know old school. Y'all sitting there saying, oh, she really means it. It's stuff you guys
Jasmine,
just don't know
big,
old school.
No, she don't mean it.
It sounded like she meant it because she had to stutter for a little bit. She was like, I really apologize for my...
Becky, don't you fall for the bullshit.
Well, she ain't blessed me, so I'm good. I believe her.
I do. I would like to tell everybody, I really do apologize. You can hit me up anytime, and this will never happen again. Trust me.
Oh,
I'm on my inbox.
It won't happen again. It's not going to happen again until right before the summer break, okay? So y'all got to Memorial Day weekend to prepare yourself.
Bitch, it is going to carry in the summer, bitch.
I'm going to have to work on a new I got to work on another profile then, because, dang, like, I need something else. I have to do
bitch, you better be Britney Spears, bitch. Throw the Britney Spears. Work on that right now.
Well, Laura apologized. Laura let off a bombshell tonight. We were supposed to talk about domestic violence, but child pay it. It is. It really is. Because I was late, right? So who wants to talk about the season finale of Scandal?
First of all, before we even get to Scandal, let me tell y'all hoes something about this bitch named Portia. Y'all hoes can blame everybody y'all want to blame, but she was a dumb hoe. She let Kenya catch her ass up out there. Well, now she up out of there. Why y'all gonna blame everybody else because she don't know how to act like a lady?
Who?
You a dumb hoe.
Okay.
You know what? I heard you guys talking about that the other day. My personal opinion is Kenya really tried it. I mean, with her sticking that little scepter in people's face and then pulling out the bullhorn and all the rest of that stuff, that bitch deserved to get her ass whooped.
No, listen, that's not what I'm saying. Listen to me. That's fine. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is nobody can be mad with Kenya because Portia don't know how to contain herself. When Kenya had the fan last season, nobody snatched the fan out of her hand.
Can I ask y'all a question? I'm not trying to be serious. When you walk balls and you get chopped, and somebody do a blowhorn in your face when you get chopped, or they be like, or they throw a chop sign in your face, does that make you angry and you want to fight or something? Like, it's the same
thing. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, look at the. What do you think? Look at all the fights.
Girl,
that
will make you
want to
fight.
Honey,
they try to make it seem like they're better than you.
It's part of the game, though. A chop is a chop. So how? I mean, what's the difference between Kenya and Portia? Kenya waved some in her face. Portia could have just paid it. You know, it's a paycheck.
Not only that,
you to fuck up your paycheck.
Well, I was watching an interview with Nene today, and she said that, you know, when they come back from the interview, that is already taped. So when you come back in for the reunion, it's already animosity in the thing. So, you know, it's going to be stuff that's brought up, and Portia just couldn't take it no more. So why y'all act like y'all can't understand what Portia was?
What I'm saying is.
And wasn't nobody mad at Kenya. We just said she got what was coming.
Yeah, like,
she had it
No, y'all missing the point, though. Y'all missing the point.
Let Alexis talk. Y'all all talking. Alexis trying to say something. Go ahead. Not you, really, Laura, but just let her say what she got to say, and then we'll go down the line. But go ahead, Alexis.
This is just for instance, at my job, if I get into it with somebody, as long as we verbally going back and forth and I'm at a point where I'm making myself myself insecure, I'm good. Nobody is going to come between me and my money. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say until you put your hands on me. And guess what? Portia was the one who was the aggressor. She jumped up. And guess what the first thing Kenya said when she jumped up? Go ahead and get fired.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't be. And then she want to sit on the stage and kick her and scream like a little baby. Bitch, please, it's too late now.
Well, hold on, Alexis. Just because she jumped, that's just like how you said, if somebody, they can talk shit about you, but then as long as they'll put their hands on you. Portia just jumped up and helped. You know, and people jump up in people's face all the time and they don't do nothing? Okay,
yeah.
So what's the difference?
But Portia passed the first lick.
Actually, like I was saying yesterday on the show, you're right, because Kenya actually set that up, bitch. She turned her head to the side, like, bitch, come on and pull this hair.
Kenya grabbed that, Portia grabbed her hair, girl, and that was
She wanted her to pull her hair down.
Well, and dumb enough to fall for it. You can't blame the bitch. Like, I don't understand how people can be so upset.
I would have kicked her out. That's what I would have did.
Girl, at the end of the day, Miss Kenya's still getting her check. Miss Portia got sent home. She embarrassed herself. She made an ass out of her. She on the stage kicking and screaming like a little 2-year-old. The fuck?
Well, even the people on the show said she had a comment, so.
And listen, I'm not saying that she didn't have it coming. My thing is how you handle the situation.
Okay, so that means if somebody approached Laura with the drama, then Laura don't need to pull out that gun unless they put their hands on her, right?
Maybe Portia should have had her goons be her ass after the show.
No, there's a difference. The difference is that I'm not getting paid for this. She's getting paid for it. There's a difference, honey. Mm-hmm. She's getting paid
for
that.
She probably don't care
about
that.
She's getting paid for that. If I was getting paid $2 million for somebody to slap me in my face, I surely would.
Well, when you black out, you forget
about all the checks and all this other stuff.
She
blacked out. Girl, please. She blacked out.
She did black out.
Yeah, whatever.
Because when she got on that flow, she snapped back to reality and forgot she was on TV or something.
Yeah,
you
uh-huh.
know, like, I don't see neither one of them, to be honest with you, with that whole debacle that they gave. But I'm saying Portia did drag her, but why did it take you so long to drag her? If you want to really drag her, like I said, you would have dragged her episodes ago.
Thank you.
If you really
well, how you know they didn't have other conversations and saying, well, just ignore her, Portia. Just ignore King. You know how
she could have ignored her at the reunion then. She could have ignored her
you
at the
people, but it also comes back to the everybody keeps on saying, how can you let somebody, like how J-Rock said last night, it's a difference between somebody yelling at you and overpowering you with their voice and somebody overpowering you with their voice with a bullhorn and saying, shut up, Portia, and all this other stuff. You can't talk right now with a blowhorn.
So
let me just let me come to y'all face and with a blowhorn to follow y'all all day. See if y'all gonna
push me and grab me. It's a difference. If I'm getting paid, if I ain't getting paid, bitch, I ain't got nothing to lose.
Well, wait, I'm gonna wait to Alexis. Well, Alexis, I'm gonna come. When you be on the panel, I'm gonna be in the back of you. Say, one chop, Alexis.
Listen, first of all, chops don't even faze me because that's something I don't even worry about. But that once again, I still don't have nothing to lose. You talking about money. I fuck all that other shit. Everybody keeps talking about, oh, I would have lost my job. At what point do y'all grow up and mature to a point where you got to realize, bitch, if I was to lose everything that I just worked for?
Well, girl, it ain't like her check as much as Nene check, so, girl.
It doesn't matter.
The season was over. The season was over.
Can you need her corn for real?
We did have a caller. If y'all want to touch up on tonight's topic, please call in and press 1.
Okay.
So what is the update on that, Alexis? Because I know I've seen a lot of different stuff posting, but I didn't get a chance to read it. Hold on, Alexis. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller. Private caller. Okay. So what is the update on it, Alexis? Is Portia and Cynthia fired from the show?
Well, the rumor had already had that Portia was going to be gone. So maybe she felt like she didn't have nothing to lose. The last I heard, Cynthia and Portia were the two that wasn't coming back. So I don't know how true it is. I guess we'll all have to wait until season 7.
Nene was on Arsenio tonight, and she said it would be absolutely stupid for Portia to get fired. So,
girl,
no.
Shut the fuck up. Nene get on my nerves.
She said it would be stupid for Portia to get fired.
Why is Kendra on the show, though? She ain't never been married. She ain't married. She ain't getting married. Why is she on there?
Because she was supposed to be in with Walter at the time, and they thought that they were supposed to be getting married.
That was a paid gig, so she still was not a wife. She was a girlfriend, a paid girlfriend.
Well, girl, shit, if you want to be technical, so was Portia.
Oh, well, but Portia had a ring and a marriage.
Portia had the ring, thank you.
However, at the end of the day, she's no longer on there. Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Well, girl, you don't know. You said wait till season 7.
I'm not a fan of her.
They can go ahead and take Cynthia off because Ashley let Peter be the housewife, honey. Because he knows he brings more than life for that whole relationship to the show anyway.
In all actuality, Nene has gotten boring. Candy is not really that interesting. The only thing that was interesting about her was Mama Joyce not liking Todd. Cynthia definitely can go because she hasn't been interested in eons. Phaedra definitely can go because she damn sure ain't interesting. Kenya ain't no housewife, and Portia is boring as shit. Let's get a whole new cast.
Let's put you on there, Let's put you on there.
Cynthia actually isn't enjoyable.
Cynthia? For what?
Yes, she's actually enjoyable.
Girl, Peter's more enjoyable than her.
Who?
Peter.
The sister.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the sister.
Okay, but do y'all think y'all can actually just sit down and watch a whole new group of girls? Y'all, that franchise will be over.
I have watched it from season one.
They're going to have girls on there. They need to bring back the old ones. Bring back Kim. Bring back Lisa. Bring back Kim. Bring back Lisa. Bring back the one who had the ball. Well, they're not married no more.
Ooh.
Y'all remember the one with the ball? The one who had the bald head man and she had her little charity and stuff like that. The
Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
I know
Deshaun.
She's not on there no more.
Yeah, she went to Eddie Long Church.
Yeah, she only
the rumor is that Kenya's on a Celebrity Apprentice and she got fired for stealing cell phones or some shit. What happened with that?
What type of cell phones would she be stealing? That's what I didn't understand.
It better have been solid gold, bitch, because if there was regular cell phones, I'm going to whoop her fucking ass.
That just didn't make it sound like it made sense.
Girl, I'm telling y'all, she is fighting to get these coins. She's trying to get her money up. Yes, Madison told these girls, get they pussy up.
She said get your...
What?
Jasmine, I need my green dot.
Oh.
Alexis.
Yes.
Yes.
Get into this post that I just put up.
Hold on, let me refresh.
Give me my green dot. Give me the coins. Oh, my God, Laura.
Laura.
I know, bitch, you got to say something. Bitch, you got to say something. I already know. Well, it's coming out.
Hey, man, let me see it first. I'm about to see this picture I saw Jason.
People got balls coming up. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Arthur.
What trade, Diego?
No. You know what trade they're talking about.
What trade?
Trey
Garcon.
Trey Garcon.
I thought Trey Diego and Trey Garcon was the same person.
I don't know who Trey. No, it's not Trey Diego. Trey Diego is the one that walked body.
Hey.
Never mind. I don't know, Trey.
You know Trey Garcon that walked face.
Miss Laura.
You know Trey Garcon, Alexis.
You keep my brother out of this, okay?
Why? I'm just having fun, honey. I'm just, you know.
But you got to get into all the conversations, though.
Target the girls and target the girl.
There's so many conversations, honey. And sometimes it'd be so hard to keep track of certain shit, honey. I'd be like, damn.
Who was this person talking about, Alex, telling you to search by name and case?
Okay,
you got to get it to all the extra conversations, bitch.
Okay.
That's what I said in the beginning.
They're the one she highlight. You got to get it to the side with the other one.
You catch it? Did you catch it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yes.
So since there's all these scandals tonight, does anybody want to talk about the season finale of Scandal? Do y'all, how y'all, did y'all like the way it ended? Were y'all surprised?
No,
y'all shocked?
I hated the way it ended.
I hated the way it ended, too. I hope Harrison is not dead.
Yeah, I hope Harrison is not dead.
I hope Olivia bring her bitch ass back.
I don't think she's going to leave. I think she's going to make that plane turn around.
And I cannot believe
it'll probably will take place a couple of months later and shit.
Harrison is going to be played by another person the next month because they said that man going stone cold fucking crazy. So he'll be played by somebody else.
Yeah, I heard he was going crazy for real. Like, what is he going through?
Yeah, you have to see his interviews. His interviews, he was like slowly, like, I think the last interview I saw him on, he was just like TikTok.
Was that the Tom Joyner one when he was calling them nigga?
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
I think Nene need to step in and get him a little bump or two so he could calm down.
I think he's already had too many bumps.
Bitch.
Why Nene got to do it? Alexa's his mother.
Ooh.
No, but you need to see how Nene is when she finished. Man, when they, I forgot who posted that
Father,
video.
Father, you look like you need a bump, sis.
Alexis, no.
Hey, yo, what the hell is that?
Oh, shit, I'm supposed to be sending part of this picture. Hold on.
You know what? It's no shame. I'm waiting for the Housewives of Atlanta to put the white girl on the show that would knock Miss Nene in this thing.
I'm waiting for her too.
I just want
if
to
they had put Marlo on that show, that would have been her key.
I need her to get knocked. I just need her to get knocked.
Well, she
just
come on a third party and be like, "Yeah, I'm here. Y'all thought y'all didn't invite me, but I'm here. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened."
If Nene was in there talking and just somebody just came across her face, bitch, on camera, I would give my life.
But did y'all see how she was putting her hands over Kenya's mouth? I mean, over Portia's mouth?
Oh, my
like
God.
Like she's her mama or something.
Because she didn't want Kenya to say too much of the wrong thing.
She didn't want it to be whatever she said come out her mouth. She didn't want Kenya to use it in court. That's what she said in the interview tonight.
Well, I think you're talking about somebody who's at, you know, if what you're saying, this person has blacked out. They already screaming, they embarrass themselves. You don't want them to say too much of their personal business or whatever's going on out loud. I think that what she was doing when she did it was just to try to, number one, calm her down and make sure she did not say the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Aside from the situation with Kenya, just her personal business. Because at that point, you've reached a level you just letting everything go. You know?
So who is that?
I think that's Laura.
No, no.
Having
that's
sex with her ex.
Uh-huh.
That's Laura, 11 inches.
I don't do that on the phone. At least I put my phone on mute when I'm like getting my dick sucked or something.
What?
Oh my Lord, where
about,
the hell did that come
I'm talking
from?
About this bitch in my inbox, Laura girl.
Oh, what you say, sis?
I said I put my phone on mute when I get my dick sucked if I'm on the phone.
No, she wasn't talking to you, Laura. Please don't repeat that no more.
Father, what you say, girl?
I just keep seeing a picture of a nun getting her dick sucked. That's
okay.
All I keep thumping in my head.
A nun. Oh Lord, I got another picture to send you, girl. Hold on, girl. They keep sending them to me, girl.
Girl, what are you sending this to? Because I'm not getting it.
Alexis, who said
yes?
That? Who said that?
Laura.
That was Laura.
Oh, I'm gonna send it to you, Laura, girl.
Oh, okay.
I need to see the face who this woman became.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. All that turned into a woman?
No. She just saying woman. That's just how she
talked.
Even if it was, I really wouldn't care. She had to be, if she was a woman, she had to look good.
I was going to say, that was going to be one deep little coup de main.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
I knew that was coming. Misha, you
Somebody
see that?
It's ready for you.
Huh?
Misha, did you see that?
Not see what?
Misha, stay out of it.
Who? Stay out of what?
What did I miss, Joe?
Go to the back cave.
Wait a minute, what happened to Kay Michelle? Who beat her up?
Who beat up Kay Michelle?
Ain't
that's
that a bitch? Wait a minute, who is this with this MSB from them posted a picture in the room? Looked like somebody got on a wedding dress and they all fucked up in the face. Some female.
Oh, they must have been talking about when Kay Michelle had did that little thing for the girls. She was talking about domestic abuse.
Oh, okay.
Now, why would they, you know what? Why would they put that in there? That girl was really poor. Talking about that man beat my ass.
Okay.
He put
my ass. You
want
to care?
Oh, Rashida.
She had fancy.
You was a there, Rashida.
Rashida got fast.
Baby smile.
Oh,
no.
Career
no
is over.
More tears.
All over
no
the world.
Tears.
Well, I hope Cynthia don't get fired because she's going to need that paycheck because don't none of Peter businesses last.
See, Kay Michelle
okay,
know how to get it riled up.
They business already in limbo.
They need to put Kay Michelle on Housewives of Atlanta.
You know who I was living for? What's her name? Phaedra. Because she was just reading, though, and she was just, like, unbothered. She was like, bitch, were you still a whore?
Her reason was
very
elementary, though.
Everything
she
was
just so unbothered. Like, she was just like,
everything
bitch.
With Phaedra is slut and whore, and that's it. Slut and whore.
She was like, you a whore.
Okay, you a whore.
And you more whore.
She didn't get out of character.
Oh, you heard me very well.
And you more whore. Oh, I don't have to go far to look for a husband because somebody husband strays. Yeah, whatever, whore.
I just want to say this real quick before I click send. Go ahead. What you say, Laura?
I'm just going to say before I click send, I just want to say that it's not cute when other house members give me pictures of their own house members.
Oh,
shake it.
Now that's the
thing.
Now, bitch.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He's
not going to have
Lord Jesus, it's the car.
Virgin, baby.
They'll be in the new house within 48 hours.
Is that going to be the grand finale, Laura?
I'm just, like, going through my old inbox right now, my other profile. Just,
Oh, shit.
I forgot all about these. Ooh.
This boy really trying to come over. I might have to do a Laura and put my phone on mute.
Did y'all see the season premiere R&B Divas tonight?
Oh no, I'm in the season my DVR.
Wait a minute, it came on tonight?
Yeah, it came on tonight.
Oh shit.
It was good.
But you know, I really don't want to see this one. I want to see the one with Lil Mo. I like that theme song. I like them better.
It's gonna be good. They got Latavia, Mila from 702, and the same chicks from the last one. So some of the same chicks except for Nikki Gilbert with them black gums.
Is Kelly Price still on there?
No, that's on the LA version, Jason.
Oh.
Oh wait, who's on this one? Faith Evans not on there more, right?
No, Faith Evans not on there. It is Angie Stone.
Black as
Monifa.
Fuck. Okay, Butch.
Monifa. Oh, what's the other girl? Selena Johnson. Kiki Wyatt.
Okay, big. Oh, okay. I think Selena Johnson is a tranny.
What?
No, wait, that's Selena.
What?
Is that her name? That's the one who got the horse mouth, right?
I don't know which one. I mean, they
Selena, all. Selena Johnson. She the one that got a horse mouth, right?
She sang a song about Jasmine Show tonight. Why you put your hands on me?
Selena Johnson is the one with the brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
Keep on saying those other people's names.
It's Kiki Wyatt. The one you remember, the girl, you know Kiki Wyatt, right?
I know Kiki Wyatt, baby.
Okay. So, and Monifa?
Silhouette. On a perfect day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, So, yeah, it was interesting. They had got into it on the first episode. So,
oh, yes, honey.
They would Kiki, for some reason, okay, last season, Monifa and Kiki Y, like, were real cool. But after the end of
I seen that. I seen that on the preview that they was going at it.
Mm-hmm.
But did they cool off or is it still ongoing?
No, evidently, like, you know how you become friends with somebody and they, you know, after a while, for some reason, they don't hear from you for a while or something like that. Kiki Y felt some, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Let me go in this group because y'all scared me, y'all.
Laura, stop your shit. Oh, my God.
Who is Dontavious Lovekin? I know that name.
Shadows of your smile.
Miss Akasha Ebony.
Will your love always remain?
No.
Beginner's love. So. Fade away.
Girl.
Oh, who is Jamie Goldstein? When did Jamie Goldstein see you tell me, hey, Lord, this photo is personal?
Yes, get into that. Get into
that. Baby, these girls be dropping this stuff like your name is Barbara Walters or something. Like, what? Where's Jamie?
No, because Jamie Goldstein is the girl that I read, like, last year. And she was older than I read how Sophia is, so.
Let me see this. Damn,
that's
I can't
why she said
that
Christian was so personal. She wanted me to take it down because it was personal. Yeah, and I left it up until they had like deactivated my profile. That's all.
Let me get my eyes. Baby house meeting slams the door. Let me see what this is. Wait a minute, who?
So, Michi, how you feel about the Emmys, like, just, you know, just doing that type of stuff?
Did somebody just make a slurping noise?
Who are you talking about, honey?
Oh, I am done.
What are you talking about, Miss Laura? So, Miss Dontavious Lovekin Ebony, Miss Akasha Payne Ebony, you know, the one that be get up and drag, like, so what's her tea?
Bitch, I don't give a fuck if she gets
hello.
Yeah.
So why would she be sending house numbers to me like that?
Oh, shit, Selena.
Well, first of all, girl, I don't know who she is, so I can't really discuss the situation. I mean, that's an old picture. I mean, that's not the first time that picture has come out. I mean, one thing about Tip, he's not where he's not pressed. I mean, these girls see these pictures.
No, I've been had that.
You know, they first, like, 7-Up, you know, like he said with the last girl to the picture. Let me help you quit your curse. You know, so.
No, I've been had that picture, Michi. I had that picture years. That's an old picture.
You know.
That picture is from years ago. That picture is from years ago,
You know, I mean, I guess, but you know, my name, you know, this is never where.
Hold on, y'all, hold on.
Bitch, Jay said trailer like Arthur.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful day.
What a wonderful kind of day. Wonderful, y'all, though.
That's a nice little thing to slide down.
This is the grand. Let me look at this grand finale folder.
Yeah, it is like a wee.
I'm gagging.
That's
at
a nice
Selena
little sliding
board.
Yes, God.
Selena.
Where did Jasmine go?
Selena.
She outside shooting people.
Look. Baby, they are screenshotting the side messages. I cannot.
For employees that work at various hotels in NYC that are prohibited to enter many hotels in NYC, Jamie Lee Khan.
Are you just getting into that?
Yeah, I was looking at these dick pictures that people were sending me, honey. I ain't had no time for this ballroom thing.
Y'all rotate. Okay, but see, if y'all are some really messy queens, like I know y'all are.
and y'all was as messy as I was. Y'all get to tell them side messages and how the side messages is telling you people that have sent her messages to tell them because of the sad photo has been sent from Brother Message Press. And so with the whole, I've been getting to tell the whole thing. That's how
trust
I know what's
me,
coming.
That's what I got into.
Ooh, I see something that I know.
See, James, you play like I play. You give us the full tea. Mm-hmm. You like, okay, I see this message, but hold on, what's going on? Who's been in her inbox now? And see, Ms. Lord set it that way because there's a way you can screenshot the message and just get the message itself, and you will not get your sidebar. Ms. Lord is giving tea as well as letting you know it's tea to come. You got to pay attention to this message queen. She's an old mess queen.
I'm saying like, okay. Mm-hmm. And ain't these the same girls that be crying about Lord? These the same bitches in her inbox is the same ones that go in the room and say she needs to be put out because she do this and she do that. Mm-mm-mm. I can't.
Wait a minute. This picture with Rico when it's younger. Laura said, bitch, wait. Rico sleeping in the backseat of his car with that quilt. Hello, Taps Mike. Sue said, and not only that. And then Laura talking about, wait, what else? Like, bitch, come on, you dumb bitch. Give it to me. Come on, girl. And then Celine talking about, catch the left side of the bottom of her lip. Oh, my God. I cannot. Let me read this. Hold on.
Wait,
please,
why did
Lord.
You sound just like her? Why did you sound just like her when you
She said, that's not it. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Ask the apology why they buying a house. I'd have bought Jason Falk. I can't do it. Oh, my God, it's more. Laura, please.
Let me take up my stuff out this group because they are truly some bears.
Ask apologies why. I just posted it last month, so.
Well, y'all know if I'm not logged in tomorrow by like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You a diva?
If I
you better get your Britney Spears page started right now, honey. Bitch, send all those messages to you. If you had any sense, bitch, you better send those new messages, them old messages to your new Facebook, bitch, and you'll have them again.
It's a way you can download it to your computer. That way you don't have to worry about moving the file.
Baby, I have a laptop, I have an iPad, and I have a computer. I have everything saved, and then I have an extra external hard drive.
See, works.
Ain't nobody going to do nothing. Even if they deactivate this profile, I got 41 more profiles to go and 30-some more emails. So I don't know what you're going to do, because, baby, I have all my documents saved on each, on everything.
Oh,
everything. And just to tell y'all, when y'all have pictures, a lot of times what you want to do is you want to send it to your own email, like your own personal email. So if your computer have problems, you can always use your email because that's your email. You know, you can always have those pictures saved into your email if you have, like, issues with your computer.
She said, look, you know I always get my true tea, honey.
Oh.
I'm gagging at her. I'm gagging at Mamacita.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, this is one conversation I want to post between me and Kelly, but I can't do it.
Oh my God, don't do Kelly like that. Don't do it.
No, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. Because
well,
If it was a conversation between me and Kelly that I would post, baby. Baby, and Kelly know which one I'm talking about too. Baby,
Laura, she called you the Zeus of this shit. She said you are Zeus, bitch.
This is awful, Akito. It's just a key to me. I hope the girls don't take it serious and want to hit each other. You know?
Just one of them days. When I gotta put y'all on blast, just one of them days.
Well, I'm glad you decided to leave Camaro alone.
Don't take it personal.
Oh, child, you know what? To be honest with you, Camaro is not even worth reading because he's a reader himself. Like, he's just a read. Like, he is so late. Like, I have never seen somebody that's so that late. He's, like, really late.
Oh, you've like, seen somebody just as late. You've seen somebody just
late.
As late.
Yeah, he's just late. I mean, he's late.
No, why was he saying that?
You know how it's that one person that kind of just irks you. They could do anything. Like, whether they could even like the same artist you like, but you still just like, bitch,
you are just
we can't
late.
Be friends.
Yeah.
So what is it, I mean, like, what is it about him that irks you? Like, what is
it's,
so?
It's how he talks. It's how he looks. It's just his whole aura is very just so blondic. I'm legendary. I'm blondic. Like, girl, who is a blondic? What is a blondic? When was the blondics ever really hot? Like, when was the last time blondics even did anything when you were father? Like, bitch, y'all went downhill when you became father.
Blondic.
The last time y'all was hot was when Pony Arturo Malachi was in the house. When they left, that was it. Goodbye. Like, Blondix haven't done shit. But he continues to... I understand you want to preach your house, whatever. But he gets to the like, how he did Temperance this morning. Like, I thought that was so late.
I'm sad to inform you that she is not a part of the... What is it? A legendary iconic? Whatever she's saying.
Iconic.
Ooh. I think I know who Laura is, y'all.
Who am I? Come on, tell me.
Laura is the man who used to record all the Vogue videos, and she used to be the best friend of mine.
Laura, she trying to say you Andre DVD.
She got who?
Is she trying to say you Andre DVD?
What, Katrina?
Oh, you said on the voice of Jersey. No, that's Tom Blumenthal, the other one from Jersey, the old fat one, that little fat one, that fat bald head one. You know the one from Jersey. What is his name?
Oh, used to be from Bobby
Garbage. Jayon, that's his name, Jayon. Yeah, that's me. How'd you know that? That's me.
Girl, you are not Jayon. Jayon don't even talk like that.
I am Jayon.
I would never actually try to sit down and find out who Laura is or anybody or any fake profile because that's just,
girl,
I don't know, it's just a waste of time.
It really is.
You know what the shade is? And I caught somebody doing it. I seen a fake profile hit you up about a fake profile and the fake profile is dumb, bitch. And they asked you to see how the fuck you feel about them, bitch. I said, honey.
Wait, a fake profile hit you up to talk about
like,
a fake profile?
Okay, like, let's say Laura. Let's say she hit me up from some other page asking me about Laura, bitch, to see what I give. They be trying, bitch.
2 weeks later, you gonna find out something about you in the group.
They be trying, bitch. You won't get me.
Where's Jasmine?
Jasmine said the hell.
You don't get them guns going out.
You know what? I forget. I gotta congratulate Jasmine on losing that weight because she is losing weight, bitch. It's no shade. She looks good. Like I know, I was looking at her pictures, like that she got with her little niece or I think that's her niece or something that she took a picture with. I mean, you could see her face. You could tell that she lost a lot of weight, and like that's good.
You know what?
What the hell? I heard my name. I was busy doing something. What happened?
Somebody text you, girl.
I'm dealing with a lot.
I would say your weight loss look really nice so far.
Yeah, that's what he said. You. He was congratulating you.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Girl, it's
a struggle.
It's such a struggle. Huh?
You gotta keep at it though, cause you like your. You remember when we had talked about? I said your health is more important than anything. Like, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, I'm still on the right track. I'm still, you know, doing what I have to do. It's just people just don't. I mean, I didn't realize how hard it would be. After going through what I went through, it's just sometimes it's so hard. I tell Jason and Kelly all the time. It's just so hard. You know, you deal with so much as far as, you know, all the intake you got to take and all the, you know, I don't get my fluids in correctly and sometimes I miss taking my vitamins and then I'm feeling nauseous throughout the day and, you know, all of a sudden I'm in a good mood and all that, you know, all of a sudden I just feel like I'm just, you know, about to pass out and it's really a struggle. And, you know, eating is just like such a challenge.
I was fat up until I was in eighth grade. I was fat. When that summer from eighth grade going to my freshman year, that's when I started to work out and lose weight. And I used to, what I used to eat, Jasmine, was I used to just eat salad. I used to eat, like, celery, like, a lot of vegetables or whatever, and fruit, and, like, a little bit of meat, like, salmon or, like, fish, tilapia, stuff like that. Like, and I lost that weight, and then I just continued to work out and stuff. And you can do it. You know, you just have to stay away from, like, red meat. I suggest you to stay from, like,
well, my challenge is definitely not what, you know, what to stay away from. My challenge is, you know, I mean, I had surgery. You know, so now I'm limited on what I can take, how I take it, how much I can take, and, you know, the text, you know, it's gotten complicated. It's very complicated because it's not just what you eat, it's the texture of the food. Mm-hmm. It can't be, you know, too hard, and, you know, it's just a lot. You know, it's a lot. So it's a long haul for me, you know, but it's there. You know, I'm doing what I got to do, but it's a lot. It's not easy. A lot of people think, let me put this one out there too before we end the show. A lot of people think that when people have surgery for weight loss, that, oh, that's just the easy route
valid
out.
Entry.
It's the easy, what the hell?
What was that?
Did you?
Yeah, I heard it.
People think that, you know, you're taking the easy route to, you know, have surgery and stuff, but it's not easy. It's just a tool to help you. But baby, these months is a challenge, and you know, it's just about, you know, it's a mental thing. It's not my first time at the rodeo. It's not my first time having a surgery, so I know about those life changing surgeries. But this one is a little different than the other one. This one is, bitch, you know, when you eat something, you gag. When you drink something, you gag. If you don't get those vitamins in at the right time, you're going to gag. You know, it's just a lot with it. But, you know, it's working out. And I'm very blessed with it. So, but on that note, thank you so much, Laura, and everybody else that's been showing a lot of love and support. Also, thank you. We only got about 3 minutes left into the show before we go into record. I mean, not before the show ends. So I want to give everybody a chance to say good night really quickly. I do apologize for tonight. It's been a lot. You know, on my end, I do apologize, but we will be back full force next week, God willing. We will be back on Monday I'm sorry. Let me let everybody say goodnight before I do my ending of the show. So people just hang up. But Joelle, say goodnight. Get your phone fixed. I'm not sending you a green dot. Joelle, say goodnight.
Have a good night, everyone, and I'll talk to you, Jasmine. Thank you.
Thank you, Joelle. Becky, I live for you coming on the show. You know, I love the female figures coming on. Say goodnight, Becky. Okay, Becky, I don't know where you went. Justin, say goodnight.
Justin called drop.
His number's still there.
He said his call
okay.
dropped.
Okay, Laura, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Don't be scared to inbox me. Thank you.
And all that stuff is going to be deleted in a few minutes. Thank you, Laura. Have a good weekend. Michi, Prada, say good night.
Good night. And if you can't love yourself high in the head, you're going to love somebody else. Can I get an amen up in here?
Thank you, Prada. And Prada, tell J-Rock, find that child and tell him I'm so upset and disappointed at him. He knows what I mean.
Yeah, that bitch been acting funny.
Yeah, he's acting real funny, honey. Tell him to contact mother quickly. Thank you, Prada. Mm-hmm. Michi.
Yes, darling. Hello.
Say goodnight.
Oh, okay. Well, good night, everyone, and thank you for tuning in with us with another segment of State of Emergency. We'll be back next Wednesday. I'll definitely be sitting here. I'm not going to say the whole thing like I did last week. I'm going to go ahead and let Jasmine close us out with her wonderful, voluptuous, tuned voice. She says it so gracefully and humbly. So go ahead, Jazzy. Take it away. Good night, everyone. Love you all, and be blessed.
Thank you, Michi. Jason, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Have a safe, blessed weekend. Get out, do something safe, positive, and love the one you're with.
Thank you, Jason. All right, y'all. We will be back on Monday for the weekend recap with the legendary sister of mine, Kelly Mizrahi, and the icon father, Rodney Prodigy, and their panelists as well. We will be back on Tuesday for the State of Emergency, I'm sorry, for Trash Talk Tuesdays with the Bridges, Jason London, J-Rock, and the panelists as well. For their trash talk and their messy show. And we will be back next Wednesday for another installment of the State of Emergency, where we will pick a topic and we will stick to it, I promise. I'm not doing nothing next week, so I should be okay. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I do apologize that the show went completely haywire tonight. I do apologize for that, but we will be back next Wednesday. No events this weekend. Again, the Dynasty Ball is next weekend. They will be on the air next week to talk about their event, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, everyone have a good one, a safe one, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.